desert and the great American Southwest. On a Friday night, Saturday morning, I bid you all good evening, afternoon, or morning, or I don't know, whatever time it is, wherever you are. We cover the whole globe with this program, one way or the other. It's great to be here, and we're just going to have fun tonight. Friday night, Saturday mornings are held open for, I don't know, you know, kind of whatever comes along. And whatever came along this week is what we're going to do. And specifically, we're going to have a big talk about Planet X. And so we'll get to that in a minute. Let me review what news seems relevant. A suicide driver slammed his explosives-laden vehicle into a concrete barrier right in front of the U.S. consulate Friday, as you know by now, I'm sure, setting off a huge explosion. It killed 11, injured 45. In Washington, U.S. officials believe it's probably Al-Qaeda. U.S. bishops, that's everywhere right now. America's Roman Catholic bishops overwhelmingly approved a policy Friday. This is interesting, that allows them to keep sexually abusive clergy in the priesthood, but bar them from face-to-face contact with parishioners. Now, they had an opportunity to have a zero-tolerance policy, and apparently they've decided not to do it. That one really, really blows me away. Why would there be any tolerance at all for anybody who abused, sexually abused a child? I mean, any tolerance. That's like taking a bad cop and just saying, okay, well, you know, we're going to put you on the desk for the rest of the time. No. Why wouldn't it just be as it is in society? I mean, we don't have any tolerance for that out here, right? Can't abuse children. And why would the Roman Catholic Church have any sort of policy for them at all, you know, keeping them out of face-to-face contact with prisoners? Well, what are they doing in the church at all? They shouldn't be in the church, right? Or am I wrong? I think I'm right. The judge in the Arthur Anderson obstruction trial ruled today that jurors do not have to agree on who committed the crime as long as each of them believes somebody did. That's interesting. It'll probably make it easier for them to convict. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes down. South Carolina, the governor there, ordered state troopers and other authorities to South Carolina's borders today. Now, this is pretty interesting. The governor of South Carolina ordering authorities to the borders to stop government shipments of plutonium that could begin arriving from Colorado as early as this weekend. Hodges, who has very much opposed the shipments, read a statement declaring a state of emergency but refused to answer any questions about specific plans or roadblocks or other barricades at South Carolina's Savannah River site, a nuclear weapons complex near Aiken. Wow. Yesterday, a federal judge refused to block the shipment of weapons-grade plutonium. So, that's pretty interesting. The South rises again here, or what? South Carolina is going to apparently, or possibly, barricade the federal government from coming in. That's going to be more than just a little interesting to watch. Now, while we're on the subject of things nuclear, you know Yucca Mountain? You know Yucca Mountain, right? Yucca Mountain, you don't? That's where all the nuclear waste is going, not very far from me, as a matter of fact. And here's a pretty interesting Associated Press story about Yucca Mountain. Now, Yucca Mountain, of course, is picked because it is... I mean, remember, we've got to keep this stuff for tens of thousands of years, right? It's deadly, poisonous, worst-case-type plutonium, and we've got to keep it a long time. So they decided Yucca Mountain is geologically proper, you know, apparently there's not a lot of water under there, and so that's proper, and so today, Yucca Mountain had an earthquake this morning. As a matter of fact, the people on the west side of the town I live in here, in Pahrumpa, felt the earthquake. It occurred at about 5:40 a.m., 75 miles northwest of Las Vegas and about 3 miles beneath the surface. In other words, this is an earthquake at Yucca Mountain. An earthquake at Yucca Mountain. A federal Department of Energy spokesperson for the Yucca Mountain Project in Las Vegas told the Associated Press that about 100 scientists and employees at site Friday were not reporting any damage. Yucca Mountain, 90 miles northwest of Las Vegas, is the site the president has picked in February to begin storing the nation's spent commercial, industrial, and military nuclear waste beginning in 2010. But what happened to the geologically safe part? It jolted people here on the west side of town awake, so it doesn't seem, you know, I mean, 4.4, that's an earthquake. There could be a bigger one there, couldn't there? Isn't that, shouldn't we be rethinking that a little bit? I mean, if we have built this potential site in a place that has an earthquake fault, well, that doesn't seem too bright to me. That doesn't seem too geologically sound to me. How about you? Residents of towns surrounding Vermont Yankee can start picking up potassium iodide pills on Monday. Oh, we do live in a different time, don't we, folks? Potassium iodide is distributed in a single dose and can block exposure to radioactive iodine in the event of a nuclear accident. Health officials have found the drug helps prevent thyroid cancer, especially in children. The pill is going to be made available free of charge to residents of Brattleboro. I believe it's Dummerston, Guilford, Halifax, Marlborough, and Vernon. Although the Vermont Department of Health program does not start until Monday, about 36 requests have already been submitted, according to Department of Health district director there. The paperwork, which includes a fact sheet, medical screening, and consent forms, will be available at the department's office on Main Street, the Brooks Memorial Library, and the town clerk's offices in all six towns. Now, here, for those of us that are going to be living near Yucca Mountain, if it does end up storing all of this stuff, I wonder what they'll give us. Bet we don't get any pills, because it won't matter. You know, if something breaks out of there, forget the pills, right? Won't matter. So I bet we get nothing, including a warning. Oops. Now, I'm going to give you a warning right now that what we're about to talk about is speculative. And I'm not saying that I believe, necessarily that there is a Planet X. I want to really preface everything by telling you I don't even personally necessarily believe it myself. However, we've had two very dynamic guests, Mark Hazelwood, Lee Hazelwood's son, and then most recently, Ms. Leader, and they have talked extensively about Planet X, and I have in my hot little palm a sort of a worst-case scenario type email that I received from somebody about the cover-up and Planet X and all the rest of it. And I'm going to read this to you, but for a reason, but I'm in a moment. But I'm going to, I really do want to preface all of this by saying that I have not made up my mind yet about whether the Planet X story is real. It may not be. In fact, there may even only be a slim chance that it is so, but there is some evidence. There was an ABC story that seemed to confirm there is something out there that they speculated could be a burned-out dwarf star or another big planet out there, and that certainly caught my attention. You know, when ABC did that, I went, wow, you know, that really sounds just like Planet X, and then there have been people saying, well, you know, there are some observatories that have seen this, and it's a big cover-up and all the rest. So I've got a lot to tell you about that, and then we're going to sort of set up a scenario that I would like you very much for you to respond to. So stay right there. Coming up, Planet X. Prepare yourself. Here it comes. We are about to talk about something called Planet X, for lack of a better word. And there are other words, some call it Planet X. We'll just call it Planet X. And as I mentioned, I've had, as you know, a number of recent guests about this. And some of you may think they're fruitcakes. And they might be. And they might not be. Both presentations, I thought, by Lee Hazelwood and Nancy Leader were excellent, well thought out, and scary. Now, I'm going to read you an email, and this is not a news article. This is just an email from a listener. I'm going to read it to you as is, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. It starts out, "Oh, my God, Art, people must know about this. Planet X is inbound. Its approach is currently causing Earth to experience a long list of seismic, volcanic, and weather-related problems. When Planet X passes in the spring of 2003, Earth's rotation will pause for a few days. This will result in massive Earth changes and a shifting of the poles. Planet X overview." He claims that insiders in NASA speculate two-thirds of the entire population of the planet will perish during the upcoming pole shift caused by the passage of Planet X in 2003. Corresponding, by the way, to Nancy Leader's prediction, 2003, and are readying themselves. The Vatican, it says here, is fully abreast of what is expected. The public is not being warned and given their chance to prepare. The volume of leaks from insiders, observatories, even the Vatican, is going to burst the dam of this disclosure wide open. The most important story on Earth in over 3,000 years is fast breaking loose from being held back by controllers of the financial markets and major media for fear of panic and financial collapse. Well, you know, I sort of agree with that. That's what would happen. These controllers put money in higher regard than people. The public can be given a chance to prepare by being informed. Our planet is about to go through massive regular Earth changes once again in the spring of 2003. So that'd be, what, less than a year now? As a result of the passage of our 10th planet through our immediate solar system, many areas are now getting a minor preview of these events because of the electromagnetic connection between the planets, and they're experiencing unusual weather, storms, volcanism, seismic activity. Planet X orbits between our sun and its dark twin. A diagram from the new 1987 New Science and Invention Encyclopedia shows our dead twin sun and the 10th planet, he claims. Zachariah Sitchin, the world-renowned scholar and author of The 12th Planet and archaeologist, does indicate on occasion his knowledge of the return of Nibiru at this time. To be too public about it would prove dangerous because of his weight in the scientific community. Sitchin also states absolutely and openly, when Planet X returns, it would remove 90% of currently unsatisfactory human beings from the planet. 9 out of 10. And in fact, that coincides with what Ms. Leader said the other evening. She said about 9 out of 10 would die. A group of scientists in Russia, going on here in year 2000, held several meetings to discuss the inbound planet discovered from one of their largest observatories. A 66-year-old professor and physicist, let it be known, he attended this meeting. This led to the infamous 2003 problem from a Reuters News Service wire on September 13th, 2000. Top Russian government officials called for a commission to study the problem, which was said to expect to cause a string of calamities and a massive population shrinkage. They openly wondered whether Russia would still even exist as a country afterwards. Andrei Shushkin, who wrote the story, has admitted privately he did not know why the Russian leaders were saying this, and he added his own speculation that that didn't fit the story. All follow-up stories written to squash the disclosure elaborated on Andrei's speculation and left out key points in the original story, such as massive population shrinkage. Private contact made a wealthy businessman in Germany to a large observatory in Petersburg, Russia, yielded significant information. The man in charge of finding new planets there admitted that they've been watching Planet X for 3 years now and are, in fact, worried about the substantial damage it'll do to Earth during its passage. The name they gave for Planet X was Raja Sun, or Great Star. As of late, There's been a rash of observatories that have closed their doors for various reasons. Many will simply not point their equipment for anyone in the direction of the Orion constellation if they do remain open. Some will give an excuse that there's some sort of obstruction in the way or equipment failure. All at once, renovations are their favorite excuse. Griffith Observatory is the latest in a handful of our nation's planetariums to undergo major renovations in recent years. Others include the Adler Planetarium and Astronomy Museum in Chicago, the Hayden Planetarium at the Rose Center for Earth and Space in New York. Coincidental or not, there are other observations in various countries doing the same thing at this very time. X has intentionally been made to sound ridiculous and confusing for several reasons, one of which is to avoid causing panic among the world's population. Many websites and articles continue to be written about Planet X that spread lies and disinformation. For example, they say Planet X only may exist, or there is no evidence for its existence, or it comes around only once every few million years, even if it does exist. This first level of disinformation is widespread. The second layer of disinformation is for people that have done their homework and absolutely know that Planet X does exist. For them, the disinformation artists are saying it will not arrive in our lifetime. Lastly, for the observatories that are completely aware of Planet X and its arrival time, they're saying, keep quiet, don't worry, nothing will happen during the passage. X's mass, high plasma-charged magnetism and density is such that it disrupts the surface of every planet it passes. In fact, history shows approximately 7 years prior to its passage that its far-reaching electromagnetic influence changes the Earth's core flows, triggering major weather changes. Well, we haven't had those, have we? Volcanic and seismic activity start to change 3 to 4 decades prior to the passage. Since early 1996, traditional weather has changed dramatically, breaking all-time records regularly. The uptick of quakes, volcanic incidents, and changes in electromagnetics are being kept out of the media as much as possible. Weather alone can falsely be blamed on global warming and sun cycles, but not Earth's rumblings and solar system-wide changes at the same time. So that's the email that I got, and I'll withhold the gentleman's name. It's just an email, folks, not a newspaper story, although he did quote some sources within that email. Now, what I thought we would do tonight is the following. Number one, let's ask a few questions. For example, if X does exist and will do as suggested or even part of what was suggested in that email or by some of my guests, do you believe that our government would tell us about it? Or do you think they would withhold the information for as long as possible for a government? That's a really good question because of the effects it would have. Such an announcement, of course, would cause... Well, the financial markets are already heaving and hoeing and barely hanging in there, right? Another bad day on Wall Street, not as bad as it's been, but not good. It's true around the world, really. So, you know, the financial markets would be an absolute mess. There would be panic. There would be partying. There would be, you know, I don't know what there would be. And so... Number one, do you even believe Planet X is a real story? That's number one. Number two, if you found out it was real, and let's say Earth, or 9 out of 10 people on Earth, and this is just brutally right on with what everybody is saying, 9 out of 10 are going to die, right? Yet about 3 months, you saw this object begin to get bigger and bigger in the night sky. Every night, you'd see it get bigger. Closer. And you finally came to really believe. My question is, what would you do? Well, you can't do anything. I mean, how would you spend the 3 months? I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.
sand or the strength of an oak leaves deep in the ground. The wonder of flowers to be covered and then to burst up through tarmac to the sun again. Or to fly to the sun without burning a wing. To lie in the meadow and hear the grass sing. All these things in our memories hoard and to use them to help.
Take a ride? Call Art Bell from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 775-727-1222. Or call the wildcard line at 775-727-1295. To talk with Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Do we live in an upside-down world, or what? I mean, it's just not a safe place these days, is it? I mean, here we have certain people trying to kill us, you know, with atomic energy, radiation, right? They're trying to kill us. They're going to explode a dirty bomb or a real atomic bomb or a suitcase bomb or, you know, it's going to be Captain Trips or who the hell knows these days. We're threatened with everything, right? We really are. And then we might kill ourselves with our own radiation. We're having earthquakes in the geologically safe place. They say they're going to store this stuff for tens of thousands of years, and then, of course, can transport across the whole U.S. And then Planet X. Now, of course, this could certainly render relatively moot the entire nuclear question. Only good thing about Planet X, everybody... suck it up for a while if they came to believe that this planet was about to kill 9 out of 10 people on Earth. They'd all suck it up pretty quickly, I suppose, and they'd have something to worry about more than America. We'd have plenty to worry about. And you know, that's my question. Again, I'm saying this again. I don't necessarily believe any of this is true, but I've had very interesting guests who think it certainly is true and is coming in 2003. That's soon. How would you spend, if you knew it for sure, your last 3 months? How would you spend that time? What would you do? I'm trying to elicit, I want a really honest answer if possible. Most people probably say, well, you know, I'd be with my family. Well, I would, and I'd probably be here too, talking that baby in. Do you believe this, all this Planet X stuff? Do you believe it? I don't know. You know, I get really articulate guests like Nancy Leader. And on those nights, I worry. When I read emails like I just read you, I worry. And so, if it were true, I think it's... I just don't think they'd tell us. Number one, not until we found out on our own. They wouldn't tell us. Look what it would do. No, they wouldn't tell us. I mean, they barely tell us about nuclear accidents. They wouldn't tell us about something of this magnitude. So, you know, you never know. Let me give you a couple of computer responses, okay? Victor in Memphis, Tennessee says, I think the whole Planet X stuff is a bunch of hooey. Maybe. That's one. Let's see. Sean in Michigan says, I would rape and pillage. Look out for Sean. Then there's William in Portland who says, I think that our glorious leaders will deny Planet X right up to where... they wave goodbye from the closing bunker doors to the underground bunkers that we paid for with our tax dollars. Clayton in Galena Park, Texas. Art, could Planet X be what the Catholic Church is keeping from us? Well, they do have an observatory. You know, they plowed through some environmental regulations to get one down in Arizona. They're in a hurry to look for something or another. And so we begin. First time caller line, you're on the air. Good evening or morning or something.
Good morning to you. How are you today?
Just fine, sir. Where are you?
My name is Sean. I'm in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
First of all, I listen to your show every evening and absolutely love it.
Oh, thank you.
And although at this time I have yet to see any really direct concrete evidence on Planet 10, as you said, Planet X, I'm sorry.
We'll call it X.
You have had some very knowledgeable and informative guests. Mm. So, you know, there's a very good possibility.
Well, all right, so then my question, you know,
yes.
If you we're down to 3 months. You can see it now with the naked eye. It's getting closer every day. The press has broken the story. What would you do?
It's interesting. I have continued to live in Albuquerque because of the proximity to the Manzana Mountains, because I made up my mind when I was in the military I did not want to survive a nuclear war, or my family either.
Okay, so would you regard this that way about?
Well, now, seeing something gradually approaching over a period of 3 months, that can change one's mind very quickly.
Uh-huh.
So I would think that I would probably make the attempt for me and my children to try and survive. I don't know what our chances would be. I don't even know if they exist. But I would probably make the attempt.
You know, I think I would, too. I think I'd probably be here every night talking this baby in, but I'd also have my contractor out there with a backhoe digging a big hole.
Unfortunately, I have several friends who own backhoes. You know, you get people who say I'd rape and pillage, or I'd go out and, you know, steal, or, you know,
hey,
whatever.
Imagine the worth of a backhoe if news like that broke.
Oh, jeez. I think most people are better than that. I think most people are... I think people would actually work together.
Well, Sean in Michigan would rape and pillage...
Now, that's what he says. I think he's being facetious. I think if he's actually seen this thing looming over him every day, every evening, I think he might have a change of heart.
You think he'd get,
I tend to believe people are...
You think he'd get religion? Inside.
Well, without knowing him personally, I couldn't say that. But
I think his
survival instinct would kick in.
All right. Well, maybe. But again, Sean says that's what he'd do. He's being honest here. He said I'd rape and pillage. And you know damn well there would be... a percentage of people, it would be interesting to know how many, wouldn't it, that would be the rapers and the pillagers. And I appreciate the honest response, by the way, Sean, because most people are going to say other things, you know. I would find God and be with God. I would be with my family. I would do this, do that. Well, there's a certain percentage of people out there that wouldn't do any of that, you know. They'd get real active. And that's why they wouldn't tell anybody. I'm sure of it. I mean, I'm just sure of it. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I am okay.
Well, I'm just actually reading a new article about the solar system that has, like, Earth-like qualities, and yet I also think about the possibility of the Planet X. You really got to wonder, sir, since if you look at the pictures of Hubble and you look at the universe itself, for us not to even have a planet not come by recently is an amazing thing, and for the possibility of something like that to happen... You say, well, what would we do in the last 3 months?
That's right.
Rape, pillage, plunder. I imagine there's a large section of people that would do that. I think the dark side of the moon would actually come out on a lot of people. But one thing I've always said, maybe it would take a blip in the sky, something coming at us to perhaps unify us. But yet, in one way, we might unify. In one good way, we might just unify in total pandemonium.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not sure which. What do you think the government would think? In other words, let's say even that they know now. Okay.
Well, the government would definitely not tell us. It would wait until there was actually, you know, something in the sky, something concrete. Of course, with the technology and the way our media these days is we, I'm sure we'd probably break it before long, and they would come out with it. But the bottom line, sir, is...
This would be one they couldn't do anything about. I mean, if it really
exactly.
was a planet, we might break apart a little rock, you know, a mile or two, whatever. We might do that with the nukes. But something the size of a planet, we are utterly, as a human race, we're... absolutely helpless. There is nothing we could do that I'm aware of.
Well, you're very correct, sir. And I'll end it by saying that as the bunker doors close, like the one caller said, I'm sure they'll wave at us, and those who will find God, perhaps maybe they will, you know, this will be the great, the end times, as they
call
it.
Yeah, they'll probably shout out the door, you know, we'll be back to help you. You know,
exactly.
Those of you that are left, we'll be back to help you. We'll let's see. We'll announce a new tax structure then. See ya. Boom. you know, about some things today, you got to chuckle a little bit. I mean, the condition of the world right now is so bad, so upside down, so messed up that you have to have a little bit of a sort of a black sense of humor about it all. That's what makes this such a good topic, I think, tonight. East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. I love that one about them waving out the bunker doors.
Yeah, that's hilarious. It's probably, I don't know if they'd wave, but I mean, I can sure see them disappearing behind the doors, clunk. You know, and then I'm sure there'd be several steel doors, right? And then they'd go underground and they twist those things like you see in a submarine. Yeah. Goodbye, population.
Exactly.
We're going down here to rule.
Well, this is Kathy calling from Oklahoma City, and I certainly hope that Tinker Air Force Base is never ground zero for anything.
It would be.
I've been having bad nightmares about nuclear war.
It would be.
Yeah.
Tinker would be. You know it would be. Remember at the heart of the Cold War, I mean, Tinker had a big X right across it.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. Of course, I wasn't born yet, but...
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I was. Anyway, okay, before I answer your question, I have to tell you about somebody becoming invisible. I've been trying to reach you since that show that you had. There's a written account. It's 2,000 years old. During the ministry of Christ, he ministered for 3.5 years before being crucified. A couple of times, he made the Sadducees and Pharisees really angry. One time they wanted to stone him, and another time they were going to throw him off a cliff, and he made himself invisible and walked through their midst, and it's written in the Bible.
Oh, so there's even a case of invisibility in the Bible.
Yes, I couldn't believe
incredible.
It when you guys were talking about it. I was like,
in stressful situations, for example, at war, have been known to claim that they absolutely made themselves invisible.
Wow.
The enemy, shooting everything in sight, walked right past them in plain sight, and they weren't seen. And it may be, it may be that the human brain, under certain extreme conditions, is capable of almost anything, including invisibility. In other words, you could be in such an adrenaline-driven state that if some sort of paranormal something were possible, that would be the moment. You could sure do it. You would be pouring every ounce of your adrenaline-driven brain into thinking yourself not to be seen, and you never know. Maybe occasionally it actually works. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. This is Kathleen in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Hello there.
Hello. I have a question and then an observation.
Sure.
First of all, when Nancy was speaking on Tuesday night, she mentioned the huge earthquakes that are predicted on the New Madrid Fault and the one in New York.
Yes, and Gordon Michael Scallion also.
Yes. Did they either one of them give time frames?
Well, of course, Nancy Leader is giving a time frame for Planet X of 2003.
Well, I know they, and so is Mark, but...
So
I'm just wondering if they
close.
Didn't they indicate it was within the next year that those two major earthquakes were going to start?
Well, if Planet X got here before that, it'd be kind of moot, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm sure it would happen before Planet X gets here.
So you'd have to think that, or else why even bother talking about it?
Yeah.
Right.
And as far as the government, when do you think they'll tell us? Well, I think they'll wait till the very last week, and then if the markets all collapse and the financial...
Then who cares,
go
right?
...belly up, you know, they're not going to care at that point, because everything's going to be...
But you want to make that last dollar.
Yeah, but the last week, who's going to care? You know, like they said, they'll all be waving as they go down into their bunkers.
Well, that's what the person on the computer's at. I don't know.
Yeah.
I tend to think that's probably right, though.
And I had an observation about what Major Ed Dames said the other night.
Yes?
You know... You asked him about what the other remote viewers were seeing as far as their futures were concerned.
Yes.
And he commented that they didn't see any futures for themselves.
I know. Well, maybe
they saw themselves underground.
I know. That could all be Planet X.
Excuse me.
It could all be Planet X.
I know. At first I thought he meant underground like in a shelter. But then the more I got to thinking about it, I think he must have meant underground like in Dead and Buried.
Well, that could be, too.
Because if you don't have any future, what else would it be?
I don't know. I'll ask next time.
There's a very interesting book out that really tracks with this whole idea.
Yes?
Called Mary's Message to the World.
Yes?
And it talks about the Earth slipping on its axis and what people need to do to get inner peace and be prepared for this. And she comments that the reason she was asking a non-Catholic to write this book and spread the word was that the Catholic Church... wouldn't put the message out, you know?
Well, do you believe all this could be true?
Oh, I really do. I'm so fascinated with the Planet X.
Well, okay. If it was a coming, then what would you do?
Well, I would like to head for the northernmost part of Canada that I could head to. However, I can't take my cats across the border without them being quarantined for 6 months, so I'm going to stay here and work on an underground bunker.
Well, do you honestly believe that the officials that would sit up there at the Canadian border would still be there once the announcement about Planet X was made? I don't think so. I think, you know, they'd be off doing whatever they were doing, but they
probably... Well, I don't want to wait till the last minute. If I'm going to do that, I would want to do it within the next few months.
Planet X is coming in 3 months. Sorry, we'll have to keep your cats for 4 months.
They quarantine the cats for 6 months, so I'm not going to leave them behind.
All right, I appreciate it. I wouldn't leave my cats either. I don't blame her. But I don't think they'd be at their posts. Now, there is another thing. You know, if essentially the end of the world is coming... And the Planet X scenario pretty much writes that out. I mean, yeah, sure, 1 out of 10 might live. In what, I don't know. But 1 out of 10, 9 out of 10 are gone. That's basically the end of the world as we know it anyway, right? So do you really think most police would stay policing? Most firemen would stay where they are? That most civil servants would stay where they are? The guys who quarantine cats at the Canadian border, think they'd stay where they are? Probably not. Or at least not many. First time caller line, you're on the air. No, you're not. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Art, good to talk to you.
Hello there, where are you?
In Iowa.
Iowa, okay.
I had a thought about something that you'd said several times over the last few nights, at the stock market up, down, up, down. I think people already know.
No, I never say that. It's more like down, down.
Well,
up a little, down, down, up a little, down, down, more like that.
You know what it kind of makes me think of is that perhaps people that might know about impending doom are systematically pulling their monies out.
So what, they can spend it after the end of the world?
Well, you know, they've got the bunkers. Maybe they're talking about survival afterwards.
Yeah, well... I suppose, but do you think paper money would be the thing that would get you stuff after something like that? Or do you think generators and, let's think, what would be valuable after an event of that sort? Generators would be a big item. Other things, but paper money? I don't know.
They're going to have time to convert that to whatever they need to survive.
Well.
It's just a thought.
Take your Enron stock down with you. All right, sir. Thank you very much for the call. So you would dig a hole?
I would dig a hole.
You would dig a hole.
And as far as them, the government telling us now, look at all the things they've kept secret in the past. I mean, until someone exposes it on them, and then they have to fess up.
This is too big a secret. They love big secrets, and they wouldn't give this out. All right, thank you very much. Another question would be. Who would be invited down? Now, assuming that the quarters were large enough to house the entire government, you know, even all the civil service workers, I suppose, of import, there would, no doubt, if there was extra room, kind of like some of the movies, there would be certain people in the population that would be chosen to go down, right? They would be, who knows... the great artists, the great scholars, the great thinkers, the great industrial giant leaders, the corporate leaders. You know, I wonder what group they would take down with them. You gotta wonder about that. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. It's Larry in Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, Larry.
I think you'd have to add a lot of loose women to that list. I don't know if it'd all be the great scientists and philosophers of the world.
Well, the great scientists and philosophers of the world, sir, would need a lot of loose women.
Oh, that's true. Couple things. One, a friend of mine fast blasted you to say that what he would do is try to take Area 51 by storm, find the best-looking UFO, hotwire it, and zoom the hell out of here.
Well, now, your friend is a thinking guy.
Okay.
You know, if they've really got them all up there, then why the hell not? Just see if you can break in, grab something that will leave the planet,
and, you know, watch from a good distance and see what happens.
The other thing on a serious note is, you know, they've got all the calculations. It's going to reverse the polls. It's going to do this. It's going to do that.
Yep.
It may scare the bejeebies out of everybody, only to find out that maybe 6, 7 out of 10 people survive. And people like me that are a mile and a half from the Atlantic Ocean, you know, will be underwater, but maybe it won't be as bad. But it'll sure be a revelation. People will get religion, and it would really, you know, wreck us. It would almost look like the end days that you see in the Bible.
And so how do you think the majority of the population would react? You think they'd get religion?
It would be a mess, because you forget it's not just our government. There's enough independent astronomers that this thing would leak, and it would be a problem. Yes, I do think that people would have to move to a higher plane.
And it would leak actually pretty soon. I mean, if 2003 is the real date, then it would begin leaking, which, you know, we have sort of pre-leaks right now, right? But then you'd get big leaks, and then they'd get so big that they'd have to say, yeah, it's true.
Kingdom of Nye. This is Coast to Coast on WPRO. Weekday mornings at 5, the WPRO Morning News has everything you need to start the day on AM 630 WPRO.
You fight, or would you go out, stand in the middle of your lawn, and watch that baby come in?
To reach Art Bell in the Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. Or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Network.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're only talking about a scenario here, one that some believe is true, that there may be a planet coming that'll wipe out 9/10 of the population on Earth called Planet X. Others call it other things, but some say it's coming. So I thought tonight we'd have a program and talk about what if it's really true? I mean, what from a million different perspectives, if it's really true, what would our government do? Well, let's see. Barry in Rome, Georgia says, all right, maybe after the government cronies go into the bunker and close the door, a major earthquake will hit and seal them in forever. Maybe. Olivia in Seattle says, hey, Art, maybe Planet X is the third secret of Fatima. Well, one never knows. What they did read as the third secret certainly didn't sound like it was worth keeping all that time, does it? And Caroline in St. Louis, Missouri says, with regard to loose women, might I remind our esteemed host, oh, thank you, that some of the world's great minds are loose women. All right, here we go. Let's begin at the bottom here. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. This is Jim from Connecticut.
Yes, yes, Jim.
Well, you know, if I was in charge of the government or one of the movers and shakers, I would attempt to minimize the effect of this for as long as possible in the hopes that it really wouldn't be that bad. And I'm going to posit something to you that I don't think anybody has come up with before in regards to
it. Okay, but how would you do that, just out of curiosity? You would minimize it even if the amateurs were beginning to see it and all the rest of it. You would start saying what?
Well, I'd start saying what they already did, because this was done to us about 3 years ago, Art. I think we called it Y2K.
Y2K, yes.
Exactly, and I think what the government did at that time, there was something about that whole issue that was always very fishy to me. Because when the clocks did turn over, I think I'm probably the only guy that experienced a problem because the chip in my cell phone didn't work properly. And
oh,
as soon
really?
As I plugged it, it went back again.
Well, what a lot of people think when they think Y2K was a giant non-event was that, sir, there were billions and billions of dollars spent on Y2K remedial action before the event. And so a lot of it didn't happen because they fixed it beforehand.
Right, but, you know, I was a follower of Yardeni and quite a few people at that time, too, and the general consensus at that time, and I recall you going into quite in depth, too, was that regardless of the amount of money spent, it wasn't a question that you could throw money at it. There was only going to be a certain amount that could be done, and there was going to be some repercussions. I look at it back in it now, and I say, what a tremendous exercise in controlled panic.
Yeah.
And trying to keep people, you know, in a mind frame where, you know, we're dealing with this issue, and we want you to prepare, but, you know, limit the amount of panic where people are going to be involved in. And I think it was very effective, if that's what it was meant to do. And, well, maybe I'm taking a little bit to the edge of conspiracy now, but it certainly would be applicable if this was coming up. We could get people gradually acclimated to the idea there was something coming our way, but don't worry, we can deal with it. It's probably going to be minimal, and maybe that's what we're looking at.
Well, once you admitted it existed, that'd be some tough sell, but, yeah, you'd try it, I guess.
I could. And, you know, as far as some of the other people, one of your previous callers mentioned Fatima, well, I well recall a great program he had with the late, great Father Martin. And
yes.
I believe that's what he was referencing then. I mean, it's pretty clear what he was discussing at that time.
Yes. Well, when they did so-called release the Third Secret of Fatima, they said that it was an assassination attempt on the Pope,
mm-hmm.
something like that. I didn't buy it then. I don't buy it now.
No, I don't either.
There's more to the Third Secret. I think what they did announce was announced to stop all the speculation about the Third Secret. Well, I don't. You know what? I don't for one second think that they would have kept that so tight to their Catholic chests if that's all it was. I mean, horrible as it would be to think of a Pope assassinated or even an attempted assassination or whatever. You know, popes aren't like that. They don't think of themselves as much as they do the rest of the world. They've released a lot of what else came to Fatima, right? So why not this? Why would they hold this Third Secret in such a dire way for so long? And then when they do release it, it would seem like it wouldn't be worth holding as a secret. None of it gels for me. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Mr. Bell. How are you?
I'm Uki.
You know, this has always been interesting to me because it just seems like I'm one of these people that believe in the natural order of things and synergy, and things happen for reasons.
Right.
On July 17th, 1997, I started thinking about this.
About Planet X?
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a Planet X.
Well, what do you mean you began thinking about it? You began thinking about something that would essentially end the world? Or something big coming our way, or what?
Right. Something that was going to change a feeling that controls the world, but wouldn't destroy the world, because I don't believe God would destroy the world. It was just a continuation of a beginning still going on.
Well, let's think about that a little bit for a second, all right? Wasn't there something about a big flood?
Right.
Yeah, everybody perished, right, except for Noah and his collection.
Well, yeah,
and collection.
That's when the planets realigned.
Well, I know, but, sir, we had mixtures between fallen angels and human women and all the rest of it, and so it was a mess, and God said, you know, reset button. If you examine the world today and what's going on, how upside down everything is, you know, if you're a staunch believer in the Creator, then
it seems to make perfect sense to me.
Why wouldn't he hit the button again, you know, and just keep hitting reset until he gets it right?
Well, I think that's what could be happening, but we're still destined to continue.
And well, as a shadow of our former selves.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. I mean, If Prometheus had gone somewhere out of fashion, the limitations of faith would come back, and Prometheus asked, did you perhaps go further than you have told us? Prometheus said, I caused the mortals to cease foreseeing doom. Chorus, what cure did you provide them with against that sickness? Prometheus, I placed in them blind hopes.
Blind hopes. Well, a lot of people would need, and in fact, a lot of people have blind hopes. Otherwise known as faith, sort of. Well, blind hopes, I guess it would be an absolute belief in something you can't prove, right? That would be faith. And a lot of people would turn to their faith and be comfortable with their faith about what was happening. And a lot wouldn't. I mean, that's what this is really all about tonight. What would you do if it was apparent that, in 3 months, kaboom, 9 out of 10 gone? That's what my guests say. That's what the guy who wrote this email that I read at the beginning of the program say. If that were really to occur, I'm very, 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 very curious about how you would react personally. And what I would like is an honest response. You know, I know it's tempting, right, to call up here and say, well, I would immediately turn to God, and I would pray every day of those 3 months. And to be honest, a lot of people would do that, but there's an awful lot that wouldn't, too. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. This Hello. Is Cheryl in Euless, Texas.
Yes.
And I pray that it's not true, but if it is, I think I'd probably volunteer to be one of the loose women.
Well,
and I think if the Kokomo Hum is really the government digging a underground holes, I hope they make it big enough for all of us.
Burrowing in, right?
Exactly. The gentleman that mentioned Father Malachi.
Yes.
I have listened to you for a number of years and remember, you know, his conversations with you, and I hope you've kept all those tapes, because I think you can look back at some of the things he said, and when the third ticket of Fatima came up, it was clear that it was a deeply disturbing thing to him, and you could almost sense that he wanted to be able to tell you and your public what it was truly about, but, you know, he always said that he could not.
I know. Do you remember when he said there was deep corruption and evil within the Catholic
Church? Exactly.
Remember
and that was my point, Art. I have always wondered if Father Malachi really died of natural causes. And I hope that was the case and that there was nothing, nothing sinister in regard to that. But I agree with you. The third secret that was released is a joke.
Yeah.
And that man was such an honest spirit, and he was so deeply touched by the fact that he could not tell us what that was, that it is something much more serious, and this may be it.
It may be. What he said was, Art, imagine the worst that your mind can conjure.
Yes.
And he said, then it's worse than that.
I remember that, and I hope at some point, if we get down the road and find out that this is something that's true, that you'll be able to rebroadcast those, or at least parts of them.
Well, certainly with respect to what he said, that does not fit what the church announced about Third Secret, does it?
No.
Not even close.
And his level of integrity was such that I would come far closer to believing him than the release that was given out by the general announcement.
Well,
thanks, Art.
You're very welcome, and take care. So, you know, properly, I think properly, she says she'd volunteer to be one of the loose women. Well, okay. If that'd get you in the bunker and get you to the other side, then I suppose, why not, huh? But the other response I got, I thought perhaps was better, that there are plenty of loose women with big brains as well. What an interesting group of responses so far. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello there, Art.
Hi.
Pleased to speak with you. There's a couple of points that I would like to bring up in this regard. One thing that I would like to say, though, is that as far as the politicians are concerned that get down in those bunkers,
yeah.
I do believe in karmic law, and I do believe that they will be hit by an earthquake and buried alive.
Sealed in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be nothing but legend for the survivors, who would then form no government at all and live happily ever after?
Something like that. Or at least get back to the basics of community living.
Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
Even if all the politicians got dead and buried, sealed in, as many would wish, politics would rise, it raise its ugly head. There would form groups, pretty soon subgroups, and they would, and believe me, it would all happen again.
Yeah, yeah, I'm afraid you're right about that. As far as the existence of Planet X, I honestly don't know if it's real or not. I'm still debating the issue, but I have given a lot of thought, and I have been doing a lot of research on it. And one thing that sticks in my head is that I really have a problem with that 2003 date. And one of the reasons that I have that problem is because I keep thinking back to the Mayan calendar.
Yes.
And I would figure that if it's really going to happen, that would be when it would happen, because I think that the Mayans had a better lock on what's happening cosmically.
Well, either way, whether it's 2003 or prior to 2012, that's still in our relative immediate future, right?
That is true.
So how would you spend the last of the days?
Well, I've always been a survivalist, and I'm not going to go out without a fight. And what I would do is, I would organize a group of close friends and relatives, individuals that I could trust.
Yes.
And depend upon.
Yes.
We'd form a small community. We'd put together.
Would you lead them as king?
I would not. I would not. That's not my aspiration. But my.
Wait a minute. You might take the job if you had to. Yes.
If I had to,
there you go.
To survive.
All right.
You know. I'll do whatever is necessary to survive.
All right, Your Highness.
But I would like planning. Make sure that we've got a mechanic in the group.
Oh, yes.
Somebody that knows equipment.
Absolutely.
Make sure that we're stocked on weapons, because there's going to be a lot of mad dogs that are going to be out there.
So in other words, after the mass extinction occurs, you're going to have to be ready to kill and kill fast, right?
To stay alive. I'm not talking about raping and pillaging.
Oh, well.
You know, living peacefully, but if anybody comes in to try and rape and pillage you, you're ready to defend yourself.
That's right. You'd have to kill and kill fast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got it.
That's my philosophy on that. Some would say that this would happen because of the chaos that the world's in right now. And
boy, it is a mess.
And it deserves to be snuffed out. But you know, there was another thing that I was thinking. You know, the fact that at this particular point in history, it seems very interesting that we're having this expanded worldwide human consciousness going on right now.
Uh-huh.
And getting a little metaphysical, I was wondering if a global consciousness might be the one thing that could save us.
Maybe push away Planet X, you know, a mass consciousness experiment to top them all, and just push on Planet X until it finally begins to change orbit and saves Earth. Well, there's a scenario for you. How about that? First time callers, area code 775-727-1222. John, I'm going to have to bleep you out. You're only allowed to give your first name on the air, so... Let us begin anew. Your first name is?
John.
And where are you?
I'm in a little town called Onalaska, Texas.
Wow. Okay.
And I've listened to your show quite a few times off and on throughout the last couple of years.
Yes.
And I've really enjoyed it.
It's different.
Yes. And it's refreshing because you hear so many people with diverse ideas about how things are going in this world and in the universe.
What is your diverse idea right now?
My idea on this Planet X thing is that what are we going to do if it does happen?
We're going to die.
I mean...
9 out of 10 of us, according to those who claim it. 9 out of 10, right?
And if it comes by, it's supposed to knock us off of our axis. So we won't know whether we need to wear Bermuda shorts or muckluks when you come up out of your hole.
Which means that if you are going to prepare, you've got to prepare for the possibility of...
Everything.
Everything, yeah, sure.
And...
Lots of good clothing for every possibility.
You must have accessories, too.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'm just, so many people say that they're going to prepare. Well, how can you prepare for something that's going to be so massive?
Well, you just told us. I mean, you could dig down, of course. I mean, if you really wanted to, you could dig down and you could put all that varied clothing in there and some food and whatever else you might think would get you through the night, like the song says, and prepare. That's about the only thing I can think you could do. You could go bang on the government's doors, you know, on the side of their mountain or whatever.
Right.
But I wouldn't do that.
No, because they would probably sit there and say you made too much money last year. And so that you wouldn't be able to get any kind of government assistance.
Well, listen, I hate to say this, but probably it would be true that those who did make the most money last year, they would be let in.
Uh-huh. Because they'd have to have
I know that sounds really cynical, but
well, the government would have to have a grub stake somewhere.
Yep. And who better to let in than those who would yield the biggest ability to support them in their particular time of need?
Yes. I can see it now. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Yeah,
Bill Gates.
There.
Oh, come on in.
Oh, okay, Bill. Yeah, that's right. Click, click.
Uh-huh.
And in would go Bill.
And
knock, knock. Who's there? Art Bell.
Well,
you're dead.
I've been drifting on the sea of heartbreak, trying to get myself ashore for so long. For so long. Listen to the strangest stories, wondering where it all went wrong for so long.
To the words here about what a fool believes, and then there's the wise man. I wonder which one we're talking about when we talk about Planet X.
Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nine.
Remember, folks, we're only talking about a scenario, but it is one that many people now believe, that being Planet X coming by Earth, killing virtually 9 out of 10 people and decimating the Earth. You know, twisting the Earth around. The sky would suddenly start turning and twisting, and oh, my God, it would be incredible. Maybe all a bunch of bunk. And I'm getting a lot of responses. Oh, my, am I getting a lot of responses. James in Cleveland, Ohio says, hey, Art, as most Catholics are aware, the third message, the Lady of Fatima, contained the date of the end of the world. The Pope at the time broke down in tears as he read the message. That's true. I believe that. I shouldn't say that's true. I should say I believe that. Certainly not what they gave out as the third secret, right? And then Julia in Jonestown says, if there's going to be many violent earthquakes, how many nuclear power plants planet-wide do you think will melt down? What percentage?
Well, Julie, I'm going to stick with the numbers given, and I'm going to say probably about 9 out of 10. Oh, this is interesting. PJ in San Antonio, Texas, brace yourself, says, Art, don't forget there'll be plenty of food around for those with iron stomachs. Human flesh. Yes, that's sick, I know. But if you're hungry enough, human burger, anyone? Well, PJ, I don't know. That I'd probably draw the line there. I think I would draw the line there. I would perish before I take a bite out of a forearm, you know. I really just don't think I'd do that. But, you know, I wasn't on the mountain either. They were, and they did. Not all, but most. So I don't know. It's hard to know, you know, what the human would do in conditions of that sort. Maybe anything. Maybe. In today's world, you've got to almost believe that anyway, huh? First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Art, I'm so excited to talk to you tonight.
Well, a Burger S. Yes.
Well, I'm calling you from Salt Lake City, K-Talk.
Okay.
And I've been a listener for almost 5 years.
That's quite a while.
And I want you to know that Planet X has nothing on you. I think that you will kill me first. I stay up every night listening to you, and I have responsibilities during the daytime, so I walk around half comatose, but at night I'm addicted to you and your voice.
Okay, well, all right, so we're talking about Planet X. Assuming you survive my program for just, say, another year or even less.
I know.
Less, right? You're going to be, if this is all true, then you're going to be hearing about Planet X. You're going to know that's coming. So then what? What would you do?
Okay, I've read Sitchin, and I've been listening to your program for almost 5 years, and I feel like it's almost like a college education in physics and all different
You're
things.
Not answering my question. What
okay,
would
I'm
you...
getting to it.
Okay.
I think the previous caller had something right as far as the timing. I'm not sure about the time, but I'm pretty sure that it's out there simply because I've been able to take Revelation, and I think they're wrong about 9 out of 10. Because if you read Revelation, it says that one-third of the earth will dry up, the waters. One-third of it will be scorched.
Actually, I think it said one-third of the ocean would be poisoned. Yes, yeah. Right. That
okay.
could be.
Then, when you talk about Planet X...
But if all of that... Ma'am, hold it. Slow up. If all of that happened, if a third of everything was poisoned or unusable, it's entirely mm-hmm. possible 9 out of 10 people would bite the bullet.
Why does the Bible talk about one-third?
Well, yeah, but it talks about one-third of all these things happening, right?
No, one-third of mankind will die, one-third
will die
of the waters, one-third of everything. So I don't think it's as bad as they think as far as 9 out of 10.
You got to admit, though, even a third, that would be real serious. I mean, there's 6 billion people on the planet right now, so that would mean, 2 billion people would die. 2 billion people, even if it's just as you say.
Correct. What I would do, I think the whole purpose that we're here for is if you have children that you want to protect and you want to take care of them.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, I know why you're out where you are. I don't want to see this happening to other people. I want to move out of the way from it, but I want my children with me so that if we live together. If we die, we die together.
So you're taking your children to the boonies.
I think I would take them to a safe spot. As far as I could discern, I'd be looking for something.
All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. Well, who knows, though? You see, there would be no way of knowing. Well, you know what? I'm wrong. If this scenario really played out, of course, now there's no way of knowing. As this planetary body or burned-out center, whatever the hell it might be, is approached, then they would know... what side of Earth would face the passage, and I imagine scientists could make a pretty good educated guess at where the worst effects might be. So that might be the best you'd get, but you might go running off to the boonies only to find out that, you know, New York City came through with flying colors and, you know, the countryside's completely decimated. Who knows? Wild card line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're on the air.
This is John from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hello, John.
I've become a huge fan over the past couple years. I get the privilege of working third shift, so I get to stay up all night and listen to you.
It's a way to pass time, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's great. One thing I haven't heard people talk about, maybe I've missed it, is there life on this planet X, you know?
Well, if you believe Sitchin, then yes.
I'm in the midst of the Earth Chronicles right now.
Okay, well, if you believe Sitchin, then yes, there is. Or if you just believe this is a massive planetary or burned-out sun that's going to pass us, either way, it doesn't much matter.
Right.
The effects are pretty obvious, and the question is, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a horrible thought. I've got a son on the way in a month, and it's hard for me to fathom. Protect him. That's what I would do.
Do the best you could protect your son. So if the answer was digging a big deep hole and going down there for a while, you'd do it?
Yeah, I could do that.
You'd go into a cave or something if you had to?
Actually, I got Mammoth Cave right around the corner from where I am. So
well, there you are.
We might have to go hit Mammoth Cave up.
Uh-huh. There you are.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Oh, you're very welcome. Be good to have a nearby cave, huh? I don't know, though. You would have to think. What would be the difference between a cave that you would dig or a hole you dig and a cave that was natural with regard to the likelihood of it collapsing on your head? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Yes, this is Chris from Kokomo, Indiana.
Ah, the hum country.
Yes.
Where they may be burrowing below you. For the new government luxurious headquarters when X comes trucking by.
I hope I get a free ticket.
Huh. What would entitle you to that, sir?
What do you do? What do I do? I don't know. I think
you don't know what you do.
I'd go with the whole idea.
You don't know what you do?
What do I do right now?
I work at
Daimler Chrysler.
Daimler Chrysler?
Mm-hmm.
You might live.
Maybe.
I mean, you work for one of the big car companies. You know they'd be okay.
Yeah, I pay enough taxes.
I don't think that's going to be the measure of it, but you work for a car company. And I think anybody works for an oil company or a car company, they'd be cool. They'd have tickets.
I hope so.
Uh-huh.
A quick comment on the Kokomo hum.
Yes.
I don't actually live in Kokomo, but I stay here frequently, and I'd heard your, brief program about it, and then I looked on your website and read a couple articles, and I don't hear it, but then one morning, oddly enough, just coming out of a sleep, I kind of thought maybe I heard the low-frequency kind
of... Well, there's people moving out of Kokomo. You know, they're moving out of town because of it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got to be something. It's got to be something, and I presume it's as likely as not that it's big machines digging deep. Gee, I wonder what they're digging for. Same down in New Mexico. That'd be another likely place you'd dig, right? And what do they have in Taos? They've got another big hum going on. That hum means something. Big clawing machines out there digging luxurious little golden parachute places for government people and other important people. Right? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
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 I didn't hear a bleep or anything.
We don't have a bleep or anything. We just have a hello.
This is Dan from Phoenix Lights.
Phoenix, okay.
These people think that they're going to survive after something like this come up out for air. I mean, was I right when I thought that she said something in regards to that we're not going to have a lot of sunshine for quite a long while?
Yeah, she said that.
And what do they think is going to be growing? We're going to be eating maybe grubs and anything else
well,
that might be growing.
PJ here in San Antonio, Texas, I think, might be onto it here.
What was he going to do?
Well, I mean, we have each other.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Yeah, sure. ever since 1960, I've been reading about polar shifts and how many there were. There's quite a lot of them.
People would start looking at plump people in an entirely new, more respectful way.
Yeah. And I don't know about some of these people, but anyhow, being a realist, I'm pushing 71 now, and I'm in it's not that I'm in bad shape. I'm in excellent shape, but This world has become boring in the sense of, you know, it's just continually going on. And personally, I'm ready to go.
Well, I'm convinced, I've said this a million times, that God does that to you as you get older. And I'm going to be, I was surprised, I always get my birthdays wrong. I've got a birthday coming up in a few days, and I'll be 57. I thought I was going to be 58, and I'm only going to be 57. I get it screwed up every year. But, you know, as we go along, I think God slowly but surely prepares us. He makes the music worse. He makes people...
Oh, God, does he?
Oh, yeah, and he makes people more evil. He makes the world a nastier place. From your point of view, at 71 years of age, you know, the world totally sucks, and if it were to get blow up, well, hey.
Well, you know, who's that gal that you had on your program who was... she's a psychic, she's a blonde, I can't think of her name, not too long ago.
All you caught was psychic and blonde?
She's... Well... Kind of heavy set lady.
I'm not sure. This isn't TV. It's
No, because she was on TV and she's very famous. And she
Sylvia Brown?
Yeah, Sylvia, yeah, that's
okay.
And she said, somebody in the audience, when I was hearing her when she was on TV, they said, what about hell? And she turned around and looked at him and he said, what do you think this is? And I believe
it. Yeah, in a way I do too. Thank you very much. And if not, then it is the point of preparation for that final destination, either way. Interesting. What a wide variety of responses. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm spiffy.
Great. And it's funny because I've been trying for a long time. We're talking about the whole Planet X thing. I've been trying to get through for a long, long time.
Okay, well, here you are.
Thank goodness. Well, one guy had talked, and he had said that, you know, when the NCAP happens, he would take a whole bunch of his friends and things like that. I've known for a long time that there was definitely going to be an event during the course of my lifetime that was going to kill and to me, it was about 3/4 of the world, I figure.
Do you think, let me ask you this, sir. Do you think, and there are so many people in your category who believe it, do you think that all generations have thought the world would end in their lifetimes and, you know, they're all fooled so far? I mean, here it is still going around. I wonder if they've all thought that or if this is a... I mean, to some degree they have, but it's out of control now. So many people believe it, it's not even funny, and so it must mean something, huh?
I think that we live in much more chaotic times now than we used to live in, than people used to live in, you know, for centuries beyond this. Think of how much perspectives have changed just in the past 100 years where... Even just on the notions, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, for slavery or anything like that, but just even to think of slavery as a nasty, dirty, vile thing now, when for hundreds of, you know, millennia, it was a commonplace.
Yeah.
People's perspectives are changing vastly over the years.
Do you think that if there were humans left, since you brought the subject up, that if there were humans left, say 10% or less of humanity was left on Earth after this big whoop-de-doo, do you think slavery might return?
I know for a fact it will. There's no question in my mind.
Well, okay, then I have a question for you then. Would you be a slave or a slave owner?
I believe that once this event occurs, which I have for many, many years referred to as the fall, that once this does happen, that men like myself will gather people to them and they'll kind of sweep across, and then there's no one that will really be able to, in the long run, stay outside of any fraction, because the people that don't want to fight will be slaughtered by people not saying that I'm
like you. Let's be frank here. You would be, if I heard you correctly, and I believe I did, you would be a warlord.
That's correct.
Yeah, so that's in you. I mean,
but not just me. It's in, I believe that there are many good people out there, but I believe that the people that are good, that want to just stay and be peaceful, are very, very much outnumbered by those whom...
Well, like you.
Well, you know, I'm not. I believe that I would bring order through chaos, if need be, but that... In the end, I would be saving people through.
But in order, to get to the order you speak of, you would have to create a hell of a lot of chaos and kill a lot of people.
If I saved two lives for every one that I had to take, and that, then it would be worth it.
But you claim you would be a fairly, other than having to kill a lot, you'd be a fairly benign dictator, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, well, I appreciate your honesty. See, folks? There you've got it. There is, you just heard, a potential warlord. He laid it right on the table. You know, there would be, of these survivors, there would be followers and sheep, and there would be people like this last caller who would ravage across the land, and if you disagreed with him, you would be liquidated with prejudice on the spot. Otherwise, you would join up. Yeah, there'd be a lot of that. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
Oh, you're on a cell phone on the road, aren't you?
Yeah, but
back away from your cell phone. Don't shout at me.
Okay.
That's it. Lower your voice even more.
All right.
It's sounding slightly better. All right, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that I definitely try to survive it, and there's 10 things that I see in the Bible that says this is going to happen.
Well, there'd probably be a need for truck drivers.
Yeah, but
once we got roads again.
There'd definitely be needs for guns, but the Bible says guns. There'll be these demon things flying around immediately after it. The mountains hit through the atmosphere, you know?
Yes.
And then there'll be two prophets to battle with.
The guns wouldn't do you any good against those. The bullets would go right through them, and the demons wouldn't die. You see, because demons are already dead, so... the guns wouldn't help you there, I'm afraid. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, turn your radio off, please.
It's off.
Good. You're on, then.
Hi, I want to recommend the book, Keys to This Blood, by Malachi Martin.
Oh, yes.
It's an excellent book. I knew Malachi Martin. I met him about 14 or 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I heard him on your show interviewed, but it was usually about spirits and things like that, but... I knew Malachi Martin for his political interests.
Well, his political interests centered pretty much around the Catholic Church, which is extremely political, and he had a lot to say on the subject. And if you look at today's headlines, it would seem to bear out everything the man said. No, I'd probably be one of the survivors. I'd try anyway, like the song says. No foolish dream to make me cry. You meet an obstacle, you go around it. Never frightened or worried. I know I always get by. I heat up, cool down. When something gets in my way, I go round it. Don't let life get me down. Gonna take it the way that I found it.
Kingdom of Nye. From west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222 or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Networks.
This song fits so well, this topic, doesn't it? In fact, many that we discuss on this program. Romeo and Juliet. You, what we're discussing this morning is a scenario not necessarily known to be scientific fact at all, though thought to be true by certainly many. It is a scenario of Planet X, either a burned-out sun or another planetary body that is inbound toward Earth. Those who believe this say it's coming in 2003, and that soon we will know. Soon the entire world will know, and the question is, if you realized you had about, say, 3 months, and that was it, what do you think the world would do? What would you personally do? How would you react? Would you hang around? Would you... Well, Ken in Winnipeg, Canada says, do you think it'd be easy living after Planet X knocks out our planet right out of orbit? No. It would be almost impossible to live, impossible to grow food. The dead would be lucky. They'd be the lucky ones indeed, Art. All right, back into the night we go. What an absolutely fascinating topic. You know, I don't know anybody else who really has ever done a topic like this before. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, this is Sam from Owensboro.
Kentucky.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
Yes, Sam.
Yeah, I was just calling about that Planet X thing.
Yeah, you've been hearing about it. What do you think, bunch of baloney?
I don't know. It could be out there. If it is, I hope there's life on it.
Ice?
Life.
Oh, life.
Yeah.
Life. Well... Why do you hope that? I mean, do you think they would intervene in some way, preventing a catastrophic occurrence here on Earth? Or would they just chuckle as they roared by?
Well, I mean, you never know. If they got close enough, maybe they might try to communicate with us or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big believer in all that alien stuff.
Really? Well, then maybe they'd just make a big projection in our sky as they got near, prepared to kiss thy butt goodbye.
They could.
And if they said, thy butt, then everybody would think it was a religious thing.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody would.
what would you do?
Oh, man, first of all, I'd get all my affairs in order, you know, to everybody I cared about and that I cared about them, you know?
Yes.
And then I'd just hit the road for a while.
Maybe you could go then, hit the road and find the people that, you know, you didn't like.
That's true.
All right. Okay. Thank you. I liked our dictator a little while ago. You know, the fellow would form a band, be the general sweep across the U.S. and knock over everything in his wake until he finally got his way. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Wild card line, actually.
Hey, Art.
Hi.
It's Trevor from the Haunted Hotel in Saskatoon.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm just... fine.
Quick comment on the last caller.
Yes.
It is a planet X with life on it.
Yes.
And it is coming in.
Yes.
It's not going to be, hey, how's it going? You ever have an accident on black ice? You can't control what's happening.
Yeah, your car hits your car hits black ice. You hit the brakes, and you don't even begin to slow down. You just keep going at the same speed.
That's exactly what it'll be. They'll be rolling down the windows, going, "We're having an accident."
Yeah.
But what thing I'd do is, take my son for one, take the girlfriend, go to my buddy's place, and we'll sit there and wait for it to happen. Because with our luck, we'll be that. Each one of us will be that tenth person out of all the others that are around us.
Well, a lot of people would do that. I mean, look at what happens when hurricanes come in.
That's true.
They order evacuations, but inevitably there are stubborn people who say, go to hell, I've been through a lot of them, I don't care. If it kills me, it kills me. I'm sitting right here and not moving. Get off my property.
Yep, but the way I'm looking at it, though, is I'm up here in Saskatchewan. I'm two provinces to the one ocean, about four or five to the other. I got the Northwest Territories and everything else above me, and I got the states below me.
Yeah.
If there's a big tidal wave that comes in, I'll be fine. I'll have a beachfront property. I'm up on a hill.
That's one way to look at it. So
of course, Planet X comes down on my house.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I respect your point of view. Well, just sitting there in the living room and at last just sort of see what happens.
I'll just be sitting on my porch like I am now watching the police pull over the drunks.
Right. Well, I doubt you'd be seeing that. The well, there's a hobby, sitting on my porch watching the cops pull over the drunks. They wouldn't be doing that. I think most cops, as you got inside the three-month period, many would be dedicated and stay on their job or try to, I guess, but many would not. And you couldn't blame them. They have families, too. They're not really any basically different than anybody else. They're, the cops are generally more cynical, but otherwise they're human. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. Just wanted to first say that I really enjoy your show. It's great to hear some really exciting stuff on your show.
It's different. You've got to admit that.
Yeah, it's nice to hear something that's not really out there anywhere else.
You probably want to hear Rush do a show on what are you going to do at the end of the world, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, the question is, what would you do?
Well, for me, myself, financially, I don't have a lot of money, so I just stock up on what foods and I could, and I live in Lakewood, Colorado, so we're pretty close to the mountains.
You're close,
and
to,
I'd,
close to the fire.
Head up there and hope everything would work out okay.
Maybe you could find a real good burned-out area in that fire that's going on right now. And
there's plenty
of
land up there now.
Exactly.
And I think most of the population of the world, would, once this broke, would just be at a point of just absolute panic. It'd be hard to
survive
that.
Yeah, you do agree, don't you, that the government would and may be now burrowing down deep in the ground, preparing an area for, who knows, maybe a few million people even. And so the government would certainly go down there because they dug the hole, and then they would invite some of us, huh?
Well, I think they'd, scientists, doctors, and maybe they'd do a small lottery for average folks to get a few regular people down in there as well.
Do you think loose women would go in a category ahead of the lottery?
Well, knowing the government, probably.
All right. Thank you very much. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Steve, Palo Verde, Arizona.
Hey, Steve.
All you got there is a bunch of fat, pasty old men running the government, less than 1% of the government.
Yeah?
And 99% of the weapons and 99% of the military and 100% of the population outside the bunker.
Yeah.
Which means they're going to have to nuke any population center over 50,000 in order to maintain control of the bunkers.
Do you think that they would honestly go that far? In other words, yeah, I understand. In other words, the bunkers would be under siege at the end, right? And you
by
think,
both military and civilian.
No doubt about it. And so they would have to be, they'd have to have the bigger guns.
They would have to take them out with a decisive strike before the population realized that it wasn't just passed by, that it wasn't going to be a pretty light show, that it was a very serious emergency.
Do you honestly think the United States, and we are supposed to be bigger...
At that point, there would be no United States.
Well, I know,
it'd be winner take all.
Well, really. So you think the whole concept of our government, which is thought to be so good, would just go right out the door right away?
Well, it's already doing that under peacetime, so what makes you think it wouldn't under a crisis? You know, I have a suggestion
I have no good argument for that.
Yeah, I have a suggestion for a show on another open lines. We can revisit Y2K, and everybody can look at their local news and their international CNN news and find out what really happened. Because when I read CNN on January 2nd, I find that they're reporting that there were a dozen nuclear power plants that had to shut down worldwide on Y2K night.
Yeah, well, they
because
have,
of an emergency.
Oh, yeah.
That never got reported.
I know. Listen, I know. look, first of all, again, to revisit that, a lot of Y2K was overhyped. But the overhype caused them to spend billions of dollars that did remediate a whole lot of trouble that would have occurred. And there was a lot of unreported trouble. But it didn't turn out to be as big as a disaster as some were forecasting. Gary North and others. Good. I say good. That's great. And by the way, those of you who have saved stuff for Y2K probably can keep it in good shape because here comes Planet X, maybe. Or here comes some people from the Middle East somewhere with bombs and dirty bombs and, you know, captain ships and all the rest of it. I mean, here we are. Either way you look at it, being prepared right now sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it? First time caller line, you are on the air.
Hey, Art, how you doing?
Okay, sir, where are you?
Will from Houston.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I was just wanting to make a couple comments about this Planet X thing.
Sure.
First thing is, I don't quite think that the government's really telling us the truth, because they're reporting that they can see a meteorite the size of a mountain out there past the Knuckner Belt or whatever they call it, and they have all the information and, you know, size, density, mass, and all that, trajectory, but they can't see a dwarf star, the five turns of the Earth, and let us know something about it.
Yeah, there's only been, that I know of, one mainstream story on it by ABC, which I had posted on the website. Maybe, Keith, you want to put it up again if you're listening right now, indicating that they do think something's out there. So there is that, but that's about all there is. You know, beyond that, legit observatories and governments aren't saying very much right now at all.
Right. They have the information as far as all that is, but when they did admit that they did see something out there, they called it a big red hunk of something.
Yeah.
And if you go on the NASA site where they list all the asteroids and stuff like that, they've assigned it a new number.
Uh-huh.
And as far as their...
What is it? I bet it's number 10.
No, I can't remember. I wrote it down somewhere. I've been researching this for a little while.
Yeah.
But like my wife and I, you know, we're going to do something. We're going to go and just in case and
do what?
Find a safe place.
Well, that, yeah, but there's the problem. When you're talking about, you know, when worlds collide,
right?
Which would be the safe place?
Well, in this scenario, according to what, you know, the Zeta say and everything else, that it's not actually going to collide. It's going to pass like 5 million miles.
Well, I was metaphorically, sir.
Right.
If
well,
9 out of 10 people die, which is what some of the X people are saying, that's close enough to the end of the world for me.
True. I mean, you got to, you know, toss the cards up on the air and hope that your ace lands face up. So,
where would you go?
Well, you know, if you study the geological maps and stuff like that, and the solid plates underneath the crust and everything with the less movement, less earthquakes, volcanic activities, there's a few states that have a pretty good chance. They're going to, you know, suffer some, but not as worse as others. So we're hoping that we get the luck of the draw and pick the right state.
Would you make sure you had a gun with you?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. Absolutely. Isn't that interesting? People now know, and people are saying here, one after another, if 9 out of 10 people died, never would there be a more important time to have a gun. I mean, let's think about the logic of that for a second. 9 out of 10 people just died, and there would be never an important, more important time to have a gun. So you could kill those who would be left and trying to take what you had left. That'd be a pretty bad place, all in all. Everybody'd have guns. Maybe to be a polite society. Who knows? Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. This is David. Hi there.
David, what are you doing with your phone there, buddy?
Hello?
David?
David.
What are you doing with your phone?
I'm having a little problem here.
Yeah, sounds like.
We'll get through that. I'm calling from Southern California, listening to you on wonderful KFI talk radio, where there's more talk than humans are allowed to have.
Oh, KFI. Yes.
You know, I sent you a email earlier today. I track earthquakes on a casual level, but I kind of look at it daily. And I saw the earthquake up in Yucca Mountain today and noticed something very unusual.
Yes.
It was a 4.4.
That's right.
But right before that earthquake, earlier in the day, there were 5 or 6 other earthquakes that came in at 1. But if you look at the information from the government geological survey,
yes,
they're all detonated or take place at zero ground level.
Well, when they initially report earthquakes, zero ground level, I mean, are you sure? Most earthquakes are initially set at 33 kilometers deep, and they're just automatic, 33 kilometers, and then later they do the work and find out how deep it really was. And you're telling me these were all at ground level?
It said the depth was zero. And I'll send that to you. And that's the reason,
right,
I sent it for you to begin with, is because
it was very interesting, and my note to you was, it looks like they're testing something up there.
Send it to me, sir.
Because they set off these preliminary earthquakes, and then they set off a 4.4. Now, what's interesting, if you look at the geological survey, there are no known faults in that area. And it was very unusual that you'd have that kind of seismic activity.
I don't think that's right. I think there are newly discovered... Well, there almost have to be.
Well, yeah, they have to be at this point.
So now we know there's been a 4.4 earthquake at Yucca Mountain. It was literally zero time right there at Yucca Mountain from what I can see. Now, isn't that like a message from God or something? You know, look here. You said solid geology right there at Yucca Mountain. It's very solid, so we can store stuff for tens of thousands of years. And boom, earthquake. Now it's like a message saying, rethink this.
Well, there might be another message here.
Yeah?
This was very interesting, and I didn't think about this until tonight, which might have something to do with Planet X. Who knows? That is that if... says, well, look, you know, we realize that there's some earthquake activity here, and we really can't use this quake or the cave anymore. So in the great words of Kreskin, folks, the show is all over. You can all go home now. So, okay, the press and the media excuse the cave. So the government says, we're not going to use this. Forget the whole thing. But now what are you going to do with the cave? Well, is there another reason for building a cave? Maybe it's a bunker.
Maybe it's a bunker, yeah. And maybe they're blowing things up there, making new bunkers. Remember I told you, and I told the audience, not only is there hum in Kokomo and Taos, but there's been hum here in the valley I live in, which felt that 4.4 earthquake on the west side this morning, or yesterday morning now, as supposedly at Yucca Mountain. So, yeah, I mean, who the hell knows what they're doing up there?
Well, that could be the bunker they'll be waving from. But I think if the government really wasn't going to tell us, they wouldn't be going into a bunker. They'd be getting on one of their spacecraft that they've made, and they'd just be taking off.
That would be another avenue, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that you'd be invited?
Well, I would hope so.
What of value are you to society to be invited?
I can tell a lot of jokes. I keep everybody entertained.
Do you?
Well,
and there would have to be a few of those, but I mean, you'd have to imagine people like Carlin and others would be on before you.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, there are those known comics.
So which tier of comedians do you think you'd be in?
Probably the losing tier. that's probably what would happen.
You know, it's really necessary, you know, to laugh about all of this a little bit. You have to.
Well, that's part of living, and certainly laughing is healthy.
It is. So I guess you could plead your case and say, look, I can keep these survivors, even though they're out to just about eat each other up, I can keep them laughing while they're doing it, right?
That's it.
Gotcha, sir. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Right. I would think thighs would be good, perhaps, you know, if you had to go there. Or, of course, I can't say that on the radio. I'm Art Bell. And despite it all, I feel love.
Kingdom of Nye from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nine.
It certainly is. We're talking about the end of the world scenario known as Planet X that all kinds of people are talking about right now. I mean, that's all it is on the lines is Planet X. Apparently, a lot of people are buying into this. I personally have not yet bought into it. However, enough so that I'm here talking about it. I mean, with the ABC story, with the Fatima thing, with all the guests I've had talking about Planet X coming round the bend, folks. 2003, they say. So, I'm taking the opportunity to talk about what we'd all do if it really happened. I mean, you'd have 3 months solid notice, at least, because the amateur astronomers would begin seeing it, and we'd have timetables. We'd know what was going to happen. And if it's the worst-case scenario, as they describe, then I just thought tonight we would talk about that and have a conversation about what we would do, what you think the government would do, whether it would be actually announced, withheld, how the people would act, how you would personally act. Just sort of a general bull session about what if this really is true. And I want to remind everybody that it's just what if. This is a big what if. Now, of course, I would issue the secret plans for Pahrump on KNYE. I would do that. See, we'd blow the roads, you know. We'd blow 160, we'd blow 372, we'd blow the road to the test site, and then that'd be it. Blow three roads, boom, 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 and that's it. You're isolated. But, you know, in Mars attacks, you may recall Pahrump was destroyed anyway. So it'd probably hit us square on, you know, blow the roads. Nobody can get in from California, Vegas, or points north. But, still, we'd probably be toast. This whole area, every movie that's made, they destroy this part of Nevada, you know, or Las Vegas, always. So it's like I expect it. Still, we'd issue up. Speaking of, by the way, if you're in southern Nevada anywhere, And you're a little bit of a DXer. I meant to say this. I wanted to remind myself to say this. See if you can hear KNYE. Point an antenna toward Pahrump if you're in southern Nevada and try it on either 95.1 megahertz or 100.1 megahertz. On any of those two frequencies, take your FM radio and see if you can hear anything on 95.1 megahertz. We love to get reports. Or 100.1 megahertz on the FM dial. See if you can hear anything. And if you can, fire me some email, artbell@mindspring.com or artbell@aol.com, and tell me what you hear. We just absolutely love getting signal reports. Besides, then, you know, you'd be able to get the secret information when I give it out. Directing Pahrumpians to salvation. Okay, stay right where you are, and when we come back, we will continue with Planet X. Well, all right, I just spoke with Keith Rowland, and so many people are fast-blasting me. Where's that article, that ABC article on whatever it is that's out there? And ABC did, in fact, do an article on it, and so Keith is going to, under What's New, in just a few seconds, go ahead and post it, because I know all of a sudden, there's going to be a lot of interest to read this article based on what we're talking about tonight. So if you'll wait a few minutes and go to my website, artbell.com, under What's New, the ABC article will be right there. And we'll leave it there for at least, you know, like 24 hours so that everybody listening tonight who wants to go and read about it will have a chance to. But even that, certainly, even though that article certainly suggests that at the location the people are talking about with regard to Planet X, there does seem to be something. Remember, that doesn't mean the rest of the scenario is going to come true. It's just sort of a mainstream news underline to what people are presenting as a scenario they believe firmly, obviously, is coming. I mean, if you heard Ms. Leader the other night. She was extremely articulate, and, you know, she made a lot of sense in a lot of ways. And I realize a lot of people say, oh, what a bunch of BS. And that there'll be attitudes like that right up until, whoa, that's bigger than the moon. Hey, Charlie, look at this. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
This is Mary from Houston.
Hey, Mary.
Yeah, a couple of comments on Planet X. I try to have an open mind about it. My husband and I have been doing some research, him mostly. It really does, it bothers me a lot. Some days I just sit thinking, okay, what would I do?
What would you do?
I think, well, I would probably be the one person that would probably want to survive, but don't know that I would, the way they say it's going to happen, because we live like 40 miles off the coast of Galveston here in Houston, Texas.
Oh,
so
boy.
I don't know, unless I have a boat ready to float, I don't know that I would have a chance, so I would have to prepare.
Well, I mean, you could move. You could
right.
You could move way up
right.
into the center part of the U.S.
Right, and that's exactly what we're looking at right now. What worries me is the government declaring martial law and not giving their...
And not letting people travel, for one.
Right. You know how 9/11, within hours, everything was shut down.
It's true.
Now, they're saying within
yeah,
3 months'
true.
Time, we would know. I think that at least everyone should keep an open mind about it, do some research, and try to get out of there at least way before 3 months. And I believe, is it Nancy that was on the
Nancy
other
Nancy Leader, yes.
Yeah, she was saying next year in May it may hit, I believe.
Yes.
Around that time.
Yes.
If people were going to make...
Well, actually, I think she said that it would be obvious, if I'm recalling correctly, it would be obvious to the world then, but then
right.
she even said by September... It would be gigantic in the sky.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah.
What we're looking at with my family, and unfortunately, everyone in our family thinks we're nuts, even our own daughters. I love my grandchildren dearly. I stay home to watch them now.
Well, you might be. The whole subject of this thing might be nuts.
Right. And my daughters, I've got one like 19 and one 23, and they're thinking, oh, Mom, you and Dad, y'all are so crazy. But I worked out at NASA for 2.5 years. And anyone that works for, I guess, a government agency.
Did you say I worked for NASA?
Right. Well, I was a contractor out there. And I did see anything that was, hidden from Americans, but they do purposely not report some things.
Well, and did you hear talk?
Yes, I've heard talk about Planet X for a while now, but
office talk at NASA about Planet X?
Well, it, not so much like we're talking about the end of the world,
yeah.
But you do hear them talking about planets that may be out there, whether it's an asteroid, and they did notice one that was big. But I started out there in 99. And I was just a contractor, and since December I've been home with my grandchildren, helping my daughter with them. But as time goes by, you just start putting little pieces together. Well, if the government was going to hide it, why would people be talking about it? That they had labeled it as a number at that time, Nebulin, or I can't remember the name, but they talked about this one planet that was way out there. That they just, you know, they knew what it was, but they weren't saying it was like Planet X. They called it another name.
Uh-huh.
I think it's on the internet. I want to say Nebulan, or I can't remember the name of it. But I just try to keep an open mind about it. And my grandchildren, I've got one, a little girl that's 4 and a grandson that's 3. And it's funny that, you know how animals have a keen instinct?
Yes.
I think children do too. Because they'll be praying sometimes, and they'll come in, and they'll say, you know, I'd just love to go see heaven. You know, they talk like, and I should go to church, but I believe in God dearly. I just don't, sometimes when we go to church, we get caught up in all the political stuff within the church.
There's a lot of that.
I'd rather do that at my home, pray to God, and, you know, I believe in Jesus, but I don't go to church like I should. So I don't know where they got the... I talked to them about heaven and angels and, you know, where people go when they don't see them no more. So I don't know if it's because of that or and they say it like at least once a week. They'll be praying, and all of a sudden they'll say, is it time to go to heaven?
Right,
you know?
Right.
And it's just instinctively, I try not to think about plan of X too much, but it is there.
And well, something's there. Now, Keith has not yet found the right article. There was an article on a mass they found outside, just outside where we are, our solar system. And so, Keith, you haven't found the right article yet. Whoever has that article, would you please email it to Keith? We had it up, oh, gosh, several times in the past 6 months. And apparently Keith hasn't found the right one yet. So if anybody has that particular ABC article, I'd very much appreciate it if you'd send it to webmaster at artbell.com. That's webmaster at artbell.com. And it's not the article about the Earth-like possibility planet, the star system like ours. That's one he's got up there right now. There was another ABC article about something they found just outside our system, sort of lurking in the way these people are talking about Planet X. And I remember that article because we brought it back about two or three times. It seemed so incredible. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
That me?
That's you.
Oh, gosh. It's him. It's him, Stephen. He's here. Hey.
You're on the air.
No kidding. Oh. I listen to 710 in, out of Kansas City.
Yes.
AM.
KCMO, yes.
Yeah, Mike Murphy thing. Only yes. I don't get to hear him all that often because I'm a night worker now.
Yeah, well, once you become a night person, if you take to it, then you'll be a night person for the rest of your life.
It's like, you know, nocturnal thing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, they're talking about, you
we're
know,
like
what?
A bunch of, we're like a bunch of bats. Human bats.
That's about my eyesight, too. wish I had, you know, well, sometimes my voice does bounce off the walls.
Anyway, what about Planet X?
Well, you were asking, you know, like, what would you do?
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, well, I'm not a robust person. I'm a diabetic and an older, heavyset woman. Stephen, what I'm...
Well, I did say earlier, though, that plump people would be looked at perhaps down the line as... In a new, very respectful way.
But, you know, just thinking what the options for those robust people who like the, you know, the thought that they'd live off the land, and I don't know how much that would be left.
As well as their own fat.
Well, that would be for a while, too. You're supposed to, like, stay underground for, like, a week or so?
Yeah.
Well, okay. There are... for, like, civil defense that people don't talk about anymore and haven't since I was a kid. But on old libraries and old banks, they still have the triangle. And there are still stashes.
Oh, you're talking about the radiation shelters.
Yeah, well, wouldn't they, if they can withstand, you know, an atom bomb, shouldn't they withstand wind?
Do you know how long it's been since I've seen one of those triangles denoting a shelter? I can't remember. The last time that I've seen one of those. I'm sure they still exist, but I cannot remember seeing one. And I've been in a lot of cities lately. Any of you out there remember seeing recently one of these yellow things, the triangles? Back in the Cold War, of course, they were all over the place. And you knew that that's what you were going to run for when a balloon went up. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, yes.
Yes, this is Keith, but from Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay.
If I survive the aftermath of Planet X,
yes.
I would create pure malevolence on anyone else who survived, except for woman, and repopulate the world with myself.
So you would probably kill the males,
yes.
Basically,
sure.
Plain language, and you would inseminate the females.
Sure.
And that would be... That would be your life.
Yeah.
And your legacy.
In a sense, yeah.
So,
the last man on Earth.
You would be sort of an Adam Appleseed.
a Keith seed.
Keith seed.
Yeah.
The world according to Keith.
Yeah. And I was also thinking, too, I believe I'm omnipotent anyways. I've talked to you several times about my bad luck. I think God would want me here anyway just to kick the sand in my face.
Uh-huh. All right, sir. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Oh, there's another one, see? He's in the... You'd have to put him in the rape-pillage category. Yes, he threw a few words out about repopulating the Earth, but we all know what he had in mind. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Art?
Yes?
Oh, you said east. I'm on the west. My name is Natalie, and I'm calling from Long Beach.
Okay.
And I would have to say that I would travel the last 3 months. And
travel.
Travel and talk to the people and calm them down, say whatever's going to be is going to be. It's inevitable.
Don't you think, though, that travel would be next to impossible?
Not backpack, I don't think. Walking.
You mean walking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know?
So you would sort of be on a mission.
Yeah, calm people down, say, you know, if you're going to die, you're going to die. Why fight it? You know, I mean, really, what can you do?
Relax and just sort of watch it play out, huh?
Yeah. Just kick it, like they say here.
And so you just tell them to, hey.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do about it.
Right.
Don't go crazy. Just accept it and...
And if you can make one person feel good,
uh-huh.
Then that person in turn might make somebody else feel good.
Well...
And, you know, the chain will follow.
What about these guys who have called earlier? The ones who said they'd be raping and pillaging. Don't you think you'd sort of have a rape and pillage here stamped on your forehead?
I don't think so. I think that those guys just are more bark than anything else.
Think so?
Yeah. Either that or, you know, they're talking from prison somewhere. Crazy loony bins. I mean, you can't go around killing people just because you think you're going to die.
But almost everybody said they'd have a gun. Would you have a gun?
Probably.
Oh, you even you would have a gun.
Well, the protection, not to go around killing people just because I please.
But before you'd let them rape and pillage you,
right?
You'd shoot them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would do that in war.
Right between the eyes. Well, you would think you'd do that in war. Sometimes I wonder about what we do. I mean, we got a bunch of people trying to kill us right now. They simply want us dead, and they'll do mass death to achieve it, And so far, I haven't seen us respond in a way I think we ought to, but...
And, you know, that's one lesson we haven't learned yet. Not to kill other people for a grain of sand or for a mountain or for a person. I mean, we were given life to live it. And if you take away the living part, then, you know, you're dead. Mm-hmm. And basically, the people that are going around killing people are dead already. They're just the walking dead, really. They have no soul, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
No soul.
No soul. How can you go around killing people who have...
The answer to that seems to be that today there are a lot of people running around who are soulless. I mean, truly, they don't appear to have souls.
I agree.
So?
You know, and that's pretty sad. That because there's, like, how many of us on this planet?
6 billion.
There you go.
And counting?
6 billion and counting. And out of all those people, say, what, 2 million are dying every day around the world?
Yeah, at least that many.
So, and probably half of that are going around murdering other people, you would think, or, you know, causing people to die.
So... Yeah, so, I mean, really, what I'm getting this morning is that mass death, if it occurred, you know, with Planet X or whatever else,
uh-huh.
would bring on more killing.
Yes.
You know, you would think that 1 out of 10 people somehow would band together and try to do something good. But no, they'd all have guns, they'd be shooting at each other, and...
And in the last days is when you're supposed to be proving your worth as having the soul that God supposedly gave us. How better else to prove that you have what it takes to go to heaven than to help your neighbor, help, you know, your friend, your family?
All that's true if you believe in heaven, right?
Right.
But what if you don't?
You believe in God, period.
But what, yeah, I know, but, you know, a lot of people call the show, they don't.
Well, they don't, some people don't believe in God, I agree.
So they would act in an entirely different way, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Right. All right. Well, listen, I got to go. Thank you. I'm Art Bell from the High Desert. We're talking a what if. It's all about Planet X. And soon, if it's true, there'll be photographs, folks.
Every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. Number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like pep and thyme and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
To reach Art Bell in the Kingdom of Nye, from west of the Rockies, dial 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First-time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. Or use the wildcard line at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell on the Premier Radio Networks.
There'd be a lot of loving going on out there, I can tell you that. Planet X approached, if it really did. By the way, Keith has now found the right links. Ones I was looking for. Under What's New, Be My Guest, from 1999, the BBC, A Planet Beyond Pluto. Read that article. And the one below that, from 1999, ABC News, A Tenth Planet. ? So, if you want a little mainstream injection of fear with regard to this possibility, and that's all it is a possibility, then you might want to read these articles. They're up there now under What's New. Knew he'd get the right ones up there. He did. Now, I've already had about 2,000 emails since the program began about all this. Yikes. There is an intense, incredible interest in this whole Planet X scenario. Maybe too much interest. Maybe way too much interest. I'm starting to think about this myself. I just downloaded about 2,000 emails. That says an awful lot to me now. God, I wonder if it's because, I mean, this is a totally disproportionate response to the program I'm doing right now. Totally disproportionate. And the only reason that I would imagine that might be so is because a lot of people feel it somewhere. You actually feel it. All right, once again, for those of you who want to read some mainstream stuff about this, I mean, it does all piece together in a somewhat worrisome way. We've got it on the website right now, artbell.com, under What's New. Two important articles from the year 1999, the BBC's A Planet Beyond Pluto, and from ABC, an article entitled A Tenth Planet, ? Be My Guest. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, this is Charlie, a truck driver from Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, I had some theories on Planet X. Maybe, like, the Jewish and Chinese started doing dates.
They started doing what?
Counting the years about 3,600 years or so ago.
Oh, yes.
And maybe something catastrophic happened back then. Maybe it actually is about to happen again.
Yeah, and maybe. The question is, what would you do?
Well, I have 40 acres out in the Fernley area.
40 acres?
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
so you could let a lot of people on, huh?
Sure, it actually is up the hill, too. But there's extinct volcanoes around. Hopefully they don't go off, however.
Oh, that would ruin your 40 acres.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. But I mean, you would let the less fortunate come flocking onto your 40 acres?
Sure, absolutely.
And you would supply them with food and some sort of housing or something?
Well, I don't have any. It's nothing but desert land right now. But I can put about 5 or 10 people in the truck I have.
Well, first dibs on the truck, huh?
Oh, sure.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Take care. 40 acres of desert. On the international line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Early happy birthday, Art.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It's Paul calling from west of Patpong.
Patpong in Bangkok?
You know your kingdom well, Arthur.
I know Patpong, and I know, of course I know Bangkok, and I know the whole country, really.
And the world, and that's why in this lifetime your round table is more like a spherical, a global table with hundreds of thousands of nights of the global table.
How hard is it to get through from Bangkok?
It depends. Like this international phone here, you just push a button and it gets AT&T direct.
All right. Well, are you aware of what we're discussing tonight?
I just signed up for that
service.
Video.
Yeah, we're talking about Planet X. That's this sun or planet or whatever it is that a lot of people are now starting to say is going to sweep by in the year 2003, tilt the Earth on its axis, and more or less kill 9 out of 10 people.
In a way, it follows some of the predictions that a lot of your guests have been making. I signed up for that streaming video, so I heard, like, the very beginning, but then I couldn't call for a couple hours. But I knew that you're talking about planning. I heard the interview with Mr. Hazelwood.
And, of course, Nancy Leader in the last few days. So we've had a number of guests on this subject. How do you think Bangkok would fare?
Like you were mentioning, like Wynette James was talking about the shot from the bow or the flare from the sun. You know, I guess it would depend. Like maybe like one part of the world would get the. Of course, that thing with the sun is different than Planet X coming. But you know, of course, it's so crowded here. It's like L.A., everything's by car and...
Yeah, I'm curious. The last time I was there in Bangkok, the air was totally obnoxious. You just could barely breathe the air in downtown Bangkok.
They have a new train and subway system that seems to have made things better. I haven't been here for about 5 years. I'm just on vacation, but it seems to me like the air's a lot better, or a bit better.
Well, that's at least a bit better, huh? All right, well, listen, thank you very, very much for calling all the way from Bangkok, Thailand. That's a wild land. Bangkok is a... he mentioned Patpong. Patpong is a bar district in Bangkok known for the sex trade. And so that's what he was talking about. If he's right near Patpong, that's a wild area. You've got to have a strong constitution to go anywhere near that area. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Actually, there's another reason I called, but actually, I'm trading in my internet business for a large catamaran. I'm sailing to either the Philippines or to Indonesia area, so I might make it up to Thailand.
So you're going to sell your internet business, get a catamaran, and you're gone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
But I had already planned this for 2 years.
That's wild. Are you going to be by yourself with your family, or...?
No, just by myself. My wife left me about 4 years ago, and I decided just to retire. I'm 37 years old.
Wow. That is a trip. Yeah. How big a catamaran do you think you'll be able to get?
I'm hoping at least 40 to 45, 48 feet.
Uh-huh. So,
six or eight people.
Yeah, so pretty good size then.
Mm-hmm. But I've been sailing all my life. I had my first sailboat when I was 8 years old.
You know, that's as good a goal as any. Somehow I can picture you out in the middle of the Pacific,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a wild, starry night and this big glowing object bearing down on your catamaran.
Hey, and if all the tidal waves flood everywhere, then hey, at least I'm on top of water.
There'd be worse ways to go anyway.
Yep.
Now, you saw The Perfect Storm, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't see that movie?
No.
That was a big... big boat, and it just, you know, like a 100-foot wave came along and...
Jumped it.
Yeah, oh, sure.
The reason main comment I wanted to make was actually I think it would be good for Earth if 9 out of 10 people died.
Good for Earth?
Good.
Good for Earth.
We have such a screwed-up society and backward society right now that it's almost irreparable. And
yes.
Not only that, but no sense even trying to repair it. You've got too many... hard entrenched factions, whether it be Christian or Muslim or whatever,
yeah,
and just
true.
Get rid of everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people believe that, whether they believe the biblical one-third, 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 or they believe Planet X or whatever it is. Maybe it's metaphoric for Planet X, or Planet X is metaphoric for that. Who knows? Either way, a lot of people do believe, as you do, that 9 out of 10 gone, hey, better world.
I mean, I grew up as a Southern Baptist missionary kid, and after seeing my second UFO at the age of 11, I felt no connection to the religion whatsoever.
Really?
Yep.
Seeing UFOs destroyed your faith?
Well, the first one was 7. I was a little bit too young. But on the second one at 11, I was able to digest it.
And that literally destroyed your faith?
Yeah, it was close up, so I got a pretty graphic look.
But... you know, why would your faith be destroyed?
Well, at that young of an age, understanding that the parents that raised me were Southern Baptist missionaries.
I know, but what I'm saying is, even if there are aliens here,
uh-huh.
and it's certainly possible, I too have seen some inexplicable things. But even if they're here, why does that mean there's not a creator?
Ah, it depends on how you view the concept of the creator. Yes, do I honestly believe that some entity, whether it is extraterrestrial or whatever, created life here on Earth? Absolutely. I believe that part of the races were seeded. I believe that they're part of a couple of the core races are terrestrial, but I also believe that a couple might be.
Maybe we're nothing but a petri dish that went bad.
Well, petri dish that someone screwed up.
All right, sir, I appreciate the call.
Take care.
See, there's some attitudes about all of this out there. This fellow just flat out told us it'd be better if 9 out of 10 are gone. Maybe 10 out of 10. I didn't ask him that. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, all right, this is Frank from Stillings Grove.
Yo, Frank.
Okay, and judging by the reports everybody, or the analysis everybody was saying before about it tilting the Earth on its axis,
right.
Off its axis.
Right.
All right. If a force was strong enough to do that, it'd probably push us way out into outer space, give us a free voyage around the outer limits of the universe.
I suppose it could actually take us out of orbit, depending.
And with that in mind,
yes.
I would probably hop in my brother's 79 Caprice, make a beeline to your place, get your autograph, and then run over to England, get a hold of John Landis and some quick funding, make a movie with Neil Diamond and Jackson Brown, so we could have one last laugh before we all went. And then possibly get Alexander Paul and Euthanasia back together.
Oh, my God. You're a total weirdo. Thank you for calling. Yes, goodbye. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Mr. Bell. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
And with you.
I'm afraid I have something rather harsh to say to the Pollyanna woman that called in a little while ago.
That was the lady who was really nice. She said she would pack a backpack and start walking across the countryside telling people it would be okay, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What would we want to say to her?
I have to say to her, I think she'll last between 5 and 10 minutes before she's gang raped and killed.
You know, I didn't want to say that.
to back up that statement, we have a, I'm calling you from San Diego. We have a college here, San Diego State University.
Uh-huh.
And several years ago, when my sister was a student there, there was a serial rapist loose on the campus, and he managed to rape, if memory serves, 18 co-eds.
You know, I think I certainly remember that, yes.
And after they apprehended this animal, one of the psychology professors at the college gave his class an assignment, and the assignment was to survey several thousand male students of varying ages, and they were asked one question. If you were certain you wouldn't have to go to jail, would you commit rape? And approximately 90% of them said yes.
Hmm.
Many of them even offered up, I've already got the girl picked out.
Really?
So
really?
That's telling you that men are not raping because they realize that they'll be scarring another human being for the rest of her life. They're only raping, I mean not raping, because they're afraid they'll have to go to jail.
So, well, there is that. I mean, that does prevent a lot of crime, not just rape. I mean, otherwise, you know, more people would rob banks.
That's true, but I would I'm hoping that somewhere
but
along...
But it does say something about the male psyche that probably is intrinsically
true. And I think that once this breaks, every animal out there with a penis is going to be running around thinking, oh, goody, who's next?
Yeah. Yeah, there is that. So, I can't sit here and tell you that wouldn't be true.
Darn, I was hoping you could tell me I was crazy and that males are wonderful people that wouldn't do something like that.
I could tell you that if you want to hear it.
No, I want to hear the truth, and that's why I'm glad we have people like you.
Thank you very
much.
Take care. Yeah, I you know, I think that there's truth in what she just said. Most of you guys know that. Now, there's probably also some dark truth about women, too. I mean, I've seen them whispering. There's some kind of connection between all the women out there. They've been planning something for years, and some not letting them off scot-free either. I mean, they have their ways. I mean, look at how most of them make out, right? Generally, they outlive their men by many years, which means they inherit their money. And they're out there in sports cars running around. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, probably what she said is basically true. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
How you doing, Art? My name's Ray. I'm calling from Houser Lake, Idaho.
Well, hey, Ray.
All right. I have a couple points I'd like to make. I think that Earth Girl from Long Beach, she might get raped or something, but don't forget, she did say she'd carry a gun for defense.
Yes, she did.
And I think she had a really great attitude.
But the last girl said she'd last only 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, but maybe she didn't hear the part about the gun.
Well, I did ask about that, and she did say she'd have a gun. And it seems like everybody... How about you? Would you have a gun?
I'd have at least what I already own.
I see. There you are. So... It seems like one truth that's coming out of tonight seems to be, even despite the nice attitude of that one girl, that if 9/10 of the people were to die in a tragedy of that sort, the 10th left would mostly kill each other. Now, what does that say about us?
Oh, it kind of brings to mind that scene from Terminator 2 where the kids are playing with guns. And they're pow, 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 and the young star, the young John Connor says, we're not going to make it, are we?
Yeah.
But I have a little more faith in people than that.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I think they will pull together. Look what happened in New York after 9/11.
Well, wasn't it Ronald Reagan who said, trust but verify?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was Ronald Reagan. And he was talking about the then Soviet Union, what he called the evil empire. He said, trust but verify. So you're, in essence, you're saying, trust but carry a gun.
It's an equalizer. If there were none out there and I knew of one, I wouldn't really need one that bad. But fact of the matter is, other people have them.
So,
you know?
It's a realistic attitude.
Yeah. The real points I'm calling about,
yes?
A gentleman was talking about the Mayan calendar.
Oh, yes.
I believe Nancy Leader said that this planet would, Planet X would come by and then slingshot back again, and it would take something like 6 years. Did I hear that correctly?
I don't remember if she said 6 years. I'm sorry. She did say, like a pendulum, it would swing back, but I thought it was a longer period than that.
Okay.
It would be kind of a moot point unless you were one of the 10%, and, oh, no, like a hurricane that turns around and hits Florida twice, you know, here it comes.
Right. The thing I'm thinking is, if it did come next year and you're looking at the 6 to 7 years, you are looking at about 2012.
That's right.
And the Mayans
stopped their calendar there for some reason, eh?
Well, it was interesting. They just said it would be the emergence of a new world, and world meaning a new awareness, a new existence, rising of a new culture kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's hard to interpret what they said, because I've got the book here somewhere that...
Well, you've got to wonder if they weren't talking about the phoenix from the ashes. You know?
Right, like Mary Summerrain's writings and such.
That's it. I mean, the end. The kaput, the very end of all, everything. Goodbye, cruel world. Planet X, everybody. You want to see the articles on my website? It's the first item under What's New Right Now. A couple of mainstream articles. They don't say it's coming to Earth, but they do say they see something out there at the location that all these Planet X people are talking about. That's enough for me to do a What If program, and that's what we're doing this morning. What if? What if it's really true and it's coming?
Bell in the Kingdom of Nye from west of the Rockies at 1-800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. First time callers may reach Art at 1-775-727-1222. And the wildcard line is open at 1-775-727-1295. To reach Art on the toll-free international line, call your AT&T operator and have them dial 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nye.
Holy mackerel. David in Bullhead City, Arizona says, and this will underline what that lady said. David in Bullhead writes, most women I know, Art, wish they could be raped. You know, even though you reject what that lady said and you read what David said here, you got to wonder if she might not be absolutely right. That was Tom Baudette. You got to wonder what his take on Planet X would be, you know? Hey, we invite you to spend your last day at Motel 6. I don't know. Tom Baudette is an interesting guy. He's up in Alaska. One of these, I'm flirting with the idea of interviewing him just because he has such an attitude about things, you know? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Do you think that planets and heavenly bodies might move in the universe like birds in the sky. The birds are filled with peace, and they don't bump into each other. But if the planets are drawn to another planet, or heavenly bodies are drawn to another planet, like a magnet to planets or heavenly bodies that have a negative electrical charge because, for example, of the human beings on this planet that are filled with negativity, draw like a magnet.
Could be. Yeah. I bet, but there's another thing about birds, you know. Occasionally when they go over, they poop on you.
Yes, but that doesn't destroy you. You can clean that up. What about cars, too? They speed along on the freeway, and most of the time we miss each other. But when we don't, I don't believe there are any accidents, that we are like a magnet drawn to each other because of our thoughts and minds on other things that are stressing us out, and then we pull to something and collide.
Yeah, okay, I think of it about somewhat that way. In other words, I've got a pool table in my living room. Actually, it's a real cool pool table. It's the old kind where you got to put a quarter in and the balls roll down. Really a nice piece. And Ramona and I like to shoot pool. And if you take, some balls and you put them on the table, then, you know, if you can imagine the cue ball blasting in and missing some and hitting others and scattering a few to the wind, then it's probably kind of like that. That's probably a pretty good analogy. It's kind of like sending that cue ball in, you know? Scattering the table. First time caller line, you're on the air.
All right.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
Good. I had a little question really quick. I'm in the United States Air Force.
Oh?
And it's funny, we don't really hear much about this Planet X.
You're active duty now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And if it's fine, I'll keep my name anonymous.
By all means.
Question I was wondering, you said this planet's supposed to come in about the year 2003.
I didn't say that.
No?
Nancy Leader said it. Mark Hazelwood said it. A lot of people are saying it, not me. I'm just having guests on that are talking about it, and I am looking at these ABC and BBC articles and saying, gee whiz, you know, that what a coincidence, huh?
Well, I've been online looking at them, and the thing I was wondering is, for example, if we send a satellite to, let's say, Mars, okay, it takes about 6 months. Now, we got to see this planet's coming from outside the solar system. And comparing that satellite going to Mars, that takes 6 months.
Yeah, but this thing is moving much faster.
Okay, so basically a satellite would go about, I'm saying, 18,000 miles an hour.
Well, that would be about the speed that would escape Earth orbit. Who knows what speed it would be going at.
Okay, so that's what I was looking at, you know, because if it takes that long to get to Mars, and this is outside of the solar system, like, have they actually found this planet already?
Well, if you're reading those articles, they do see something out there now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Okay.
That's the answer. I don't know. It would be coming potentially at much faster, believe me, than 18,000 miles an hour escape velocity. Much, much, much faster, if it were true. And it could be true. I mean, we are but a ball in space, and there are a lot of other balls in space, and some of them are rogue. And Sitchin, of course, is talking about a rogue planet. And there could be rogue planets, and rogue planets sweeping by. Yeah, I mean, it absolutely could happen. Is it happening? I don't warrant that at all. I'm just sort of doing a what if. What if it's really true? What if it really happens? What would you do? That's the question. Wildcard line, you're on the air.
Happy birthday.
Well, not quite.
Oh, I know it's June 17th, I think it's 1945.
It is.
Okay, that makes you a rooster.
Yeah.
And roosters would almost rather die than lie.
Yep.
I want to help end your program on a really positive thing, that there are positive things that can be done.
Let's hear it.
And like the lady that called and said so many negative things are going out from the planet.
Yes.
Many times you, well, not many times, but you've done these experiments and you've had Evelyn Paglini on and everything.
Yeah, you know, actually, you sound like her.
I know, I'm deep voice. Anyway, I've been wanting to get a hold of you because I think there is something very positive that can be done, and it can stop raping and pillaging and the whole bit. And back in, I believe it was 1987, under President Reagan, the whole country got together one day and held hands. Yep. And I was in en route to or from Dallas, Texas, and it happened at that hour, and everybody got together, and holding hands with strangers, it was a magnificent thing.
Yeah, from coast to coast.
And do you recall the reason for that?
Oh, God, I've really got to dig in my memory for
okay,
that.
Okay, me too. But 2 years later, Russia fell. Okay, well...
Oh, yeah, I know where you're going, exactly.
Okay.
And I support what you're saying. I mean, it's part of this collective consciousness thing we're working on.
Right, and the phrases that I would like us to do this, and you, with 23 million listeners, to hold hands, to convert hatred to love, and greed to generosity.
That would take a lot of hands.
Well, hands across America, hands across the world. You are international.
Well, what about
and
the poor people?
The planet
wait, wait a minute, hold on. Wait about the poor people there in the Pacific and the Atlantic. They'd be gurgling down as they...
No, this is before Planet X. You said, you know, we'd have maybe 3 months' notice.
Yeah.
But I'd like to do this now.
Oh, I see.
Now I want to do this,
yeah.
Before Planet X is descending on us.
Yeah.
But before this would come, I would like to be able to do this now, start this across the country. And it gave, I can't tell you the feeling I had. It was magnificent. Strangers, you know, in a strange state. Anyway, if the planet were coming down on us, like this young girl said, she'd go out and try to get people to change. Well, I would be writing letters. I would be calling TV stations, radio stations, to get people to get together and hold hands and pray, because the only one who can stop this is the Creator. And I'd like to see our world stay. It is a gorgeous Earth.
It is. It certainly is. If you look at it from space, it is an oasis, indeed, to our eyes. Now, it may be that if you're a Martian, Earth looks like trouble. I mean, if you're a Martian and you breathe the thin, nearly non-existent atmosphere of Mars and crawl around up there somehow, eking out a subsistence, possibly thawing ice, I don't know, and you look at Earth, it may not look good at all. From our perspective, we are a blue-green oasis in space of life. And so that lady is certainly correct. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art.
Hi.
Real quick, happy birthday.
Early. Thank you.
This is Kathy calling from somewhere in Arkansas, listening on XM Radio.
XM, all right.
Yes. Godsend to be able to listen to you all the time. First of all, my husband had the idea that we'd wait for the government to come out of the bunkers. And
yeah.
Then take them out.
Yeah.
Frankly, I think they'll have seals in there, so I don't really think that we would be able to do that.
Well,
but,
wouldn't it be easier to, like, seal them in?
I think it would.
Put a big boulder in front of their door or something?
Yeah, that would probably work. I'd try to convince my family, first of all, that it was real, if I became convinced. Give them the option to join my husband and myself out on the 10 acres we own on pretty high ground in Missouri to try to survive the situation. Probably the next thing I do is try to find David in Bullhead City and take him out.
Before David in Bullhead found you.
The other thing I really liked what you said about the comparison, the Captain Trips to the Stephen King's The Stand.
Yep.
I think we'd see a lot of the same type of thing go on as he portrayed in that. I mean, it was fiction, but, you know, it would probably come down pretty much the same.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask, if you could, to keep those articles on your website for a while so that when I finally get off the road and get home, I can look at them.
Oh, you're on the road right now.
Yeah, I'm
all right, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll keep them on there through the weekend. How's that?
Oh, that, well, I'm not
going to
be home until next week.
Oh, really?
Summer.
I mean, I, see, I was ready to stretch it. I said 24 hours. I could keep it through the weekend.
Yeah, I guess I'll just have to wait for another time then.
We'll try and leave it on the links page, all right?
That would be really cool.
All right, you got it. Right now it's under What's New, and, you know, you can't keep things there forever. We should sort of use it as a instant easy reference point for you to hit the website, and there it is, you know, What's New. First item, can't miss it. Even that, at that, you know, people do. They miss it. It's amazing. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah. Art Bell?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, well, first of all, if this planet actually comes through, apparently it already has been through this system before, and people are still on the planet. But really, the planet, it obviously isn't bigger than Jupiter, and any planet coming through our solar system would be captured by the sun and become part of our solar system. So
maybe,
maybe. It's a lot of hysteria.
Yeah, could be.
And far as, people going on...
However, you got to think about Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got to think about Mars. Now, you could say it's hysteria, but look at Mars. I mean, one time Mars, you know, had an atmosphere, and it had flowing water, and it was warm and all that stuff, and now it still has water. We just proved that, but it's all frozen. The atmosphere is nearly non-existent, and the temperatures are not survivable without, extreme shelter. So something really big happened to Mars. You got to think about that a little.
Well, yeah, but any planet coming through here would be captured by the sun. It would still be part of our solar system.
Okay, then what happened to Mars? Which one came by and got captured and did Mars in first?
Oh, how would I know that?
Well, yeah, but what you should know is that it did happen.
And far as pillaging go, what makes people think there would even be national borders, you know? If 90% of the people are going to die, with the weapons are going to take over whatever area they could take over.
That's a sad, but it's true, isn't it?
Well, you'd have people, supposing you're in the military and you happen to be on an aircraft carrier and you survive.
Yeah.
You got a lot of weapons. You think
Absolutely.
They're going to obey the United States government? Of course not. They're going to take over whatever territory they could.
Yeah, probably so.
It's going to be the people with the armament.
I believe it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Take care, y'all. I believe it. I mean, he's right. There would be there'd be a Mad Max scenario, absolutely, for a while. The people with the guns would be the ones in control. Of course, if there's an afterlife, they'd probably be in trouble. So that might modify some of their behavior, but I don't think that much, frankly. First-time caller line. I've learned a lot tonight. First-time caller line, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Art, I talked to Alan some time ago, and hopefully he can hook up with you. But what I wanted to tell you is I think we're only going to lose at most a quarter and of the Earth's population.
One in four. Even that would be pretty serious.
Yes, sir. What a pleasure to talk with you. I can't believe it. I've got a big story for you down the road. Now, other things in the Bible have to take place, which gives me hope that it's not going to be cataclysmic. And
aren't they building that temple on the mount over there?
Well, there's that, and there's perhaps the Antichrist and the computer chips in people. And
I mean, you got to admit, a lot of the signs are there. I mean, it's like I see, you know, a few broken seals on a floor somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can't underreact. We can't overreact. Go ahead, get prepared, take your best shot, but I think
let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
If you've listened to the majority of the program tonight.
Oh, I listen to you all the time, and I read every book I can.
Okay, well then, having listened to the majority of the program, how can you be so hopeful?
Well, I've been studying all this stuff for about 40 years. I'm somewhat of a person that has vision and perspective. And I believe that certain things have to prevail, and certain things have to come up. And there's too much on the chalkboard yet, and the whole thing's not going to be over with Planet X. In fact, Planet X could be a diversion for Gog and Magog heading towards Israel.
It could absolutely be. As in fact, if you will look at my website and read what Stephen Greer has written, Planet X could even be in that category. It really could. I really suggest you go to my website and read what Stephen Greer has written in light of the everything going around now about Planet X. It's called Cosmic Deception, Let the Citizen Beware. And that certainly is yet another way of looking at either an alien invasion or the Planet X scenario. Either way. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Good morning. Hello?
Yeah.
Turn your radio off, sir.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, you're on.
Yeah, I was reading the article on your website about Planet X and
yes.
The possibility that it may be a brown dwarf.
Yes.
I was just wondering, you know, what you thought about that.
Oh, okay. What I think about that is that underlines, you see, I've had these guests on about Planet X, and they've said either it's a planet or it's a red dwarf. And so when I read the ABC article about the possibility of a 10th planet that might be a red dwarf, I said, wow, big coincidence. And so while that doesn't cause me to jump into the Planet X or onto the Planet X bandwagon, it does cause me to give it some thought. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling from State College, Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, you've only got a minute here. The program appears to be ending.
Okay, well, really quick. Back in the early 80s when I was a kid, maybe late 70s, there was a TV show called Thunder the Barbarian, and at the beginning of the show, the whole premise was that a runaway planet came between the Earth and the Moon and
sure.
caused the Earth to, like, go through all these changes, and the Moon broke apart into a million pieces. And,
sounds just like what they're talking about.
Doesn't it?
Well, I don't think it's going to be it's big, and it's going to come between the Sun and the Earth, they say. And
uh-huh.
But still, I mean, it might toss the Earth into the Atlantic or the Moon into the Atlantic or... You know, who knows? Listen, we're out of time. So from State College, Pennsylvania, tell everybody good night.
Good night, and God bless everybody.
There you go. Ronald Reagan, Jr. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. I will be back next week. In the meantime, Barbara and then George will hold forth on the weekends. Y'all have a great week ahead and a great weekend, and try not to dream about all of this. Remember that great song, Que Sera, Sera, from the high desert. I'm Art Bell.